What up, everybody? What is up? Welcome to the Casual Call-In Show here with Corey and Tommy. He's back.
I wish.
Let me go ahead and take that off real quick.
Play us fuck up.
I know, man. He's back.
I wish.
And he's looking better than ever. Tommy,
yeah,
you look awesome. How are you? Oh, I did. I just put the wrong one up. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I am Corey Coleman. I have my lovely host here.
I'm Danielle.
Hey, Danielle guys. Up in the house. And this is the Casual Call-In Show, the most casual show here on DoubleToasted.com. And why? Because this show is all about you, your questions, your comments, your interaction. And I told you, this is a show that's always evolving, and it's right down to just you and me.
That's right.
And people like you and me together, they say that you have that chemistry.
You think so?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think so.
The people have spoken. It's not up to me.
Yeah, we just got to tighten up the content.
Yeah, we're doing that. I like your enthusiasm for it, the way you're working on things right there. And we are changing things. We have a little bit of something that we did before. What's happening here is, as I told you, we're about to – I'm just going to let you know right now that – this is transitioning into a show for Danielle. I guess I'm still going to come in and co-host with her.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes.
I think, honestly, like, if I do my own show, like, I know I'm not, like, capable of hosting my own show at this moment.
Okay, I'll be here.
But I would want the dynamic of the show to not be you and me every show.
Okay, and then what do you want?
I would want to be, honestly, I want to do, like, a cosmic thing and interview, like, different, like, at, like, teachers from UT that are into like astrophysics and shit, and like maybe interview like an astronaut or interview somebody that is something like that. No, you don't think that's interesting shit?
I think that's dangerous. No, no, hell no. Danielle, I don't want to step on your creativity. I do not, but no.
It would be so interesting. You would learn.
Especially, no. Now, I was going to kind of let it slide before, but now you're talking about bringing Dr. Strange from UT over here and everything.
And you have them, like clue you in.
Astrophysicists and everything.
Yeah, they know. They know things that we don't know. We can learn from them.
The crowd is speaking, No.
That's
everybody's
one
talking,
yes.
Everybody's talking about no. You got one yes up in there, but
yes,
people
please.
Talking about
that is more than one yes.
Nah. Okay, you got a nah. No.
Her and Denise.
No.
Hell no.
No.
Why did you have her on for the drunk show?
For the drunk show? Oh, she actually did pretty good.
She did?
Yeah. She actually, people had a lot of fun with her, man.
Oh,
she
okay.
was. She did exactly what people wanted. She was Denise.
Okay.
Short, sweet, and out.
And convenient.
But you sitting up here talking about doing astrophysics and shit? No, Danielle. This is why I need to be here. I was going to let – I said, man, let Danielle do Danielle, son. I said, Danielle doing Danielle is dangerous. Ugh. You know, and Danielle needs somebody to keep her in check. I love you. I love your enthusiasm, but – I can already see with nobody here, you going off the goddamn rails.
No, I would not go that route. That's the thing, is I wouldn't go crazy sexual Danielle. I would go intellectual, incredibly like smart Danielle. Incredibly insightful and
okay.
just.
You're a smart girl. Don't get me wrong. And that's why I always argue, because when you know we have people getting online talking about it. What is that fucking idiot doing on there? That stupid ass girl. That stupid bitch.
Right.
I was like, okay, y'all need to calm down. Now, granted, she says a lot of crazy things. They are dumb on camera. Yes, but I've talked to her. That girl has done marketing for me. She's smart.
Yeah.
She just doesn't always show that.
I'm just wild. I just have a – I just am a free spirit and sexual, and that's just who I am.
And that's cool. But I'd rather have crazy sexual Danielle than you coming here being cosmic Danielle any day.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all heard it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go then.
I almost feel like you conned me. I don't feel like you really want to do this cosmic shit. You're just doing that so I always say yes to the sex stuff.
No, I literally live for this. I spend every moment of my day researching – space and time and dark matter and everything I do, like I do, and it's so interesting to me.
Okay.
And it's like,
we'll work it out.
I'm passionate about it.
We'll work it out. But
yeah.
This is Daniel. This is not the place to do this. This is the place where we actually talk to the people. I like the format where we have
okay.
where you have actually pulled up something where we answer relationship questions.
Mm-hmm.
You had a great format last week where I take some of those questions and you take some of those questions and we split them evenly between us.
Yeah,
you know, let's do that.
Okay.
That's simple.
All right,
that's
let's
nice.
Do it.
And then, you know what? Here's what I'll do. You think of it right now. Maybe if we do this show with you, we let you do one cosmic thing
okay.
at the end.
Okay, perfect.
You know,
like, I was thinking maybe I could tell you, like, the top three coolest things I learned this week on Cosmos or from an interview with like Neil deGrasse Tyson or something. Okay. And they'd be short and sweet just to get your mind thinking about it, because I sincerely want you to be interested in it too, because this is the universe that you live in and it's amazing.
Okay. All right. I like you. Thank you for schooling me in my world that I live
yeah.
in.
Yeah. You know, you got a lot to learn.
I actually like that. For some reason, I think the world is a different place seeing it through your eyes.
It is.
So I don't mind you doing that.
Perspective, I'm telling
so
you.
So let's, I'll tell you what, at the end of this show, I'll give you 1 minute.
Okay.
To do Cosmic Danielle.
Okay. I have all a topic right. I'm wanting to tell you about.
Okay. That's awesome, man. We'll see how it works out. Give okay. a little test run today.
Cool.
Let you go off into space for a little bit.
Perfect.
For right now, keeping your man over there. People, welcome. Danielle gets so crazy that our man had to come in. Donald in the audience. Donald, how you doing, man? Well, your man is even back there like, oh, shit, no.
No,
hell no.
He likes it.
Okay.
You don't like Cosmic Danielle?
He said,
he's speechless.
He made it say, woo.
It's too much so, for y'all. Yeah,
your man has spoken.
Whatever.
I want to wish y'all a happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, let's calm down.
And that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be taking questions about Valentine's Day, along with some other relationship questions that we're getting in on video. And these guys are going to Cancun, so congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so you sound like you are your man. You sound like you're doing a good job so far, going on those exotic trips for the holiday.
Yeah, we're trying.
Y'all doing way better than I am. I'm going to Red Lobster. So,
I like Red Lobster shit.
Honey biscuits.
Cheddar Bay biscuits. Ain't
cheddar,
no honey.
Cheddar Bay biscuits. Hell
Have
yeah.
you ever been to Red Lobster?
No, I don't eat
that. That would be Cracker Barrel. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah. Yeah, people. So we'll have that for you tonight. But before we go any further, they getting mad at me because I've been sitting up here hearing about Danielle and the universe and everything. I did not have time to sit up here and give my appreciation to you. I'm talking about the backbone of this community, the backbone of this business. Who am I talking about, Danielle?
The
chat-a-tat-tat. Oh, shit. Trump came in and tell me, fuck you. Okay, then. Shit, getting a presidential fuck you right there. Thank you. And I appreciate all you guys being here. And I want to see some other folks here. You know, we got room tonight.
Yeah.
You know, usually we have a lot of people who come here in the world famous Double Toasted Studios, but tonight's a little relaxed, a little
yeah.
light. I think we got room to fit some people in. I'm talking about you out there. Yeah, you. I see you all the time. You think you're hot. You think I don't notice you, but I do. You always acting shy. Don't want to talk to us. You make me feel bad. Act like we're somebody to be afraid of. We're the nicest people
we're
in the world.
We're
family. So come on and join in. Mi hermano, please. By pulling out a keyboard. You don't speak Spanish. Don't laugh at me. By pulling up a keyboard and typing in for me, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and always. Now, if you want to be a part of the show this evening, got a relationship question or anything that you want to talk to us about, put your phone number in an email, put your Skype contact in there, press in, bam! Okay, that was a little early right there. Before I switched over, it's like,
I got tripped.
Yeah, it sounded like you were having like a seizure just then. We open your home only. Hosting the weather who do house calls. On an Instagram, a Double Toasted fan page. On Facebook, type in Double Toasted. If you like some private time with me, type in Corey Coleman. That is with the K. If I'm too busy, I'm sure you have no problem with this pretty young thing over here talking to you.
Yes, you can always find me on Facebook, Danielle Dallaire, or on Instagram, Toasted Danielle. On Snapchat, Toasted Danielle as well. I love you guys.
You know what? I love you too. I love you so much that this just does not work for me talking to you over the internet. I gotta have that love pressed up against me. Physically in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, put your body on me by coming down to the world famous Double Toasted Studios by emailing me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments. Oh, we already did that.
Insults and or advice.
No, we're down to, if you're going to be visiting Austin, you're going to be moving to Austin, or you already live here, send me an email and let me know.
That way,
I'll get back to you with some details. Give me some details. That way I can coordinate you.
Accommodate you.
Hey, Danielle.
What up?
Speaking of accommodating people, looks like we're getting closer to getting that Airbnb money.
That's right.
So I think we're ready to take that trip.
It's going to be lit.
People, we... It's one thing to watch this show. It's one thing to even come and watch it in the studio. But when we come to your town, that truly is a special occasion. Because if we're making the effort, going through all the trouble to come to somebody else's town and drink.
We gonna fuck that shit up.
Dallas ain't gonna be there anymore. What? That's right. I'm talking about Dallas. The Dallas Pub Crawl coming up February 18th. And what are we going to do there? Oh, man, we got so much for you. We make it worth your while. You know, we do a live show, take all of our equipment from the studio here, take it over to you, and do a live show for you for a couple hours, which includes some comedy, some games, live interaction going on, prizes, all kind of fun stuff. And once we're done with that, we take about an hour break, let you go get something to eat, put some in that belly to soak up all that alcohol you're going to have later. Mm-hmm. And then we hit them screets again. We're going to hit up three bars. That seems to be the magic number right there. And we're not going to stop until they tell us we have to stop. And I even hear that at the end of the night, and Denise is setting it up, she's working in conjunction with another very famous personality that somehow has taken a liking to our property
here.
Oh,
let me guess.
Who?
Is it the Tone Royal?
Oh, the famous Tone Royal.
The one and only?
The one.
Best rapper alive?
The best rapper in this studio alive. And he's not even here right now, but he will be joining us in Dallas. He made sure to tell us that, and he wants to perform for you. And what that means is at the last bar, if we can set this up, he's going to go ahead and get up on the stage and give it a drunk performance for about 30, 40 minutes.
He's good, though. You would never guess it. It was a little goofy ass walking up in here, and then he gets on stage and he's just like spitting fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The rhymes that he does, it takes me back.
Yeah.
He's like, he does those family free rhymes now.
You think so?
He's like a Mexican Fresh Prince. You know,
yeah.
He's very good, and you'll like him. The only thing that we ask is that, you know something, as I was saying, we need somewhere to keep the equipment. Like I said, we're going to be uprooting that, taking it to Dallas with us. We can't take it everywhere while we're drunk. Otherwise, we're going to lose it. So if you could just do us a favor and find it in your heart to donate a dollar or more over at the Eventbrite page for the Dallas Pub Crawl. If you go to partydt.com, that'll be one of the first things to pop up. You go over there, and we're not asking everybody to do it. You know, there's no tickets required, and we'll be okay. But if you can help us with that, a dollar or more, to help us get the Airbnb to store our equipment in. And it has many benefits. One, you know, if we get to store that equipment somewhere close, we don't have to drive far away, and that means we get to spend more time with you. And the other benefit is that we just don't lose it. Because if we lose this equipment, then we're fucked. Ain't no more shows.
Yeah.
So if you, excuse me, man, these allergies are killing me.
I know. Everybody's allergies are fucking up. If you ever come to Austin, just be prepared to die of allergies.
Jesus.
Seriously, the longer you live here, the worse they get.
I mean, it's one thing to have to have congestion, but I got that loose snot. You know, it's like the kind that just keeps flowing.
You need a hock-a-loogie.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that just yet. I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to save y'all from that. But as I said, please join us in Dallas. And it looks like, I keep saying this, LA is shaping up to be pretty well. It's going to be April 22nd, but we're going to worry about that after we're done.
Hopefully we can keep that date. I have a lot of toasties that are hitting me up saying, why are you booking my stuff?
We're good. April 22nd, we are good. We're good. If everybody's booked their stuff, we're going to be selling tickets for that pretty soon.
Got you, JV. See, I'm holding it down for you.
Yeah, I got you. You know, we're not going anywhere. We got that date set. We're going to make it happen as best as we can. So on the website, we're going to get an events calendar put up there so that everybody can see what's going on. You don't have to worry about asking us over and over again what's happening, where you guys are going to be, where's the studio, because I'm going to have the studio address on there. Mm-hmm. Where can I send you stuff? I don't even ask for people to send stuff. I discourage that, but people still want to send things.
You can send me shit all day.
Don't send her a goddamn thing.
Yep.
You don't know. The last thing you need, don't send her nothing. There's two reasons why she don't need anything. For one, she's a spoiled brat, and encourages really bad behavior for her.
Sometimes I just want like a book or some clothes, and if you guys want to support my habits, then it's okay.
People asking for cleavage and everything, and sometimes you send it. So
sometimes
that's what I'm saying. Do not send her. Don't send her shit.
What?
Right, Donald?
He don't give a shit.
Donald texting somebody right now. I don't give a shit. Yeah, people, we're going to have fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. Before we get into the questions, it's important for me to ask you this, because as we are growing, we're getting more offers from a lot of other things. And I never want to come in and take away from what we have here. And I don't want to take away from you guys what we have here. So if you can just give me some advice on something. If anybody knows about Twitch out there, I know Twitch is a good service. I was on a great phone call with them today.
Okay.
I feel like Donald Trump. I was on a great phone call with them.
It was excellent. They're the best.
It was an excellent call. This is the best.
Best in the business.
The good people. And I was on a call with them for about 40 minutes, and we were talking about how to take advantage of Twitch, how to have some of our content on Twitch. Now, the problem with that is that I have worked long and hard, and I'm very rooted in the system that we built now. We have our own monetization system. We have our own subscription system, and we make most of our money from our subscriptions. Thank you for the support. And this is how we get by. You guys are amazing. You've made this a full-fledged, thriving business, successful business. But that business mostly comes from our subscriptions. Now, Twitch, let me go to Twitch real quick. If y'all haven't heard about Twitch, Twitch is something where they have a live streaming service too. They were bought by Amazon recently. And the thing with them is that they've been known mostly for gaming. I think they kind of want to expand a little bit now. I think they want to do some different things. And that's why they were asking us if we wanted to get on board. Now, I'm not telling anything that is too secret. I just need some advice from you guys. So here's the thing. I can't take away from the subscriptions that we have here. I can't take away from the people who pay for subscriptions, and I can't take away from my business. And on top of that, Danielle, the system that we have built is just, we're just really rooted in it. We just had the website built. If we change that, it means we got to go in and start right over again with the website.
No, you can't. And you don't want cannibalism. You want to have that there so that we can attract new listeners and new people. That's what Twitch can do. But on the flip side, like, we don't want to cannibalize what we already have going. So we kind of got to weigh out the risk versus reward.
So we've been thinking how to take advantage of that. One of the things that I was thinking, if you look right there, I'm on the Twitch page. As I said, Twitch, they got Twitch Prime. You can pay for the service. They have free streams. People are using it. Like I said, people go in there and they're doing a lot of gaming stuff, but I think they want to kind of expand a little bit. So my idea was maybe to produce a show that was specifically for Twitch.
Yeah.
And you could pay for that show individually, or you could subscribe to that show individually, or you can watch it with advertising.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe that would be a good way to
expand,
you know, do what they want us to do and then not take away from what we have here, and also kind of market ourselves to a different audience.
Yeah.
As long as you guys just don't feel cheated by that. You know, I'll give you full disclosure of everything as much as I can. And the last thing I want to do is come in and do you guys wrong. So if anybody, you know, tell me now. I know the chat is up there and they really want to give me some advice. But if you guys have anything that you could tell me about Twitch, some experience with it, how we can actually go in and coexist with our site and somehow market over there and take advantage of that, because Twitch is a great service. It is.
Yeah. And Artosis are a great resource. I'm telling you, you guys give me all my ideas for everything. All I have to do is ask a question, and you guys send me emails with amazing ideas.
And that's another thing. Somebody's telling me that they are, who is this? Skull is saying they have strict guidelines about what you can stream on there. And as you know, here we have a lot of flexibility. That's one of the great things. That's why I love working for myself, being in business for myself, because I can do things like I want to do. And I don't want to get out of that. But let me know. Like I said, last thing I want to do is not do you. I don't want to do you guys wrong. So just give me some advice later if somebody has any. I'd appreciate it. And with that said, Danielle,
let's get right into it,
Danielle. Now, let me go ahead and I have all kind of questions tonight. I have the questions that you submitted. I have them in email form, and we have them in video form. So let me go ahead and bring up the questions that you had brought to you, kind of like what we did last week, relationship questions, where you answer some and I answer some. And what we're going to do is they're going to be specifically for me. I'm going to answer about three of them, and then we'll pitch them off to you. And the theme is Valentine's Day. With Valentine's Day coming up, what better time to ask some relationship questions of us? And we are not experts on anything. Believe me, just experts on bullshit.
How do you become a relationship expert?
From what I understand,
I feel like I might be onto something.
Because last week you made it known, like, hey, you know, you and I, we've had a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
A lot of fucked up relationships. So we're kind of experts on our own.
I kind of feel like an expert.
Yeah, I do too, but we just don't have that piece of paper to put on the wall.
I wonder how you do it. Do you got to go to school or what?
How about you make a certificate for me and I'll make one for you?
That
you'll graduate
legit.
from Coleman University.
From the bullshit university.
From the bullshit, the university of bullshit.
I want to know. I mean, I wonder if you have to, like, is it like a counselor's degree that you would have to get or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. You got to go to school for for couples, what do you call it, therapy.
Oh.
Like, you know, relationship therapy, couples therapy, and all that kind of stuff. So
I'd love that.
You should do that.
I love helping people.
I would actually fund that if I could.
Just center around our relationships. It's such a big part.
All right. Let me see. I'm trying to find it right here. All right. Here we go. I found it. Here we are. Here we are. Give me a second, people. I know Sammy just sent over this stuff. Come on now. Damn. Really? Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay. Sammy has all the questions up, and he has them in the order that they should be. Sammy, is that correct? You have them in the, for the most part? Okay, so what, the first three of mine and the next three?
No, it's not like that this week.
Funny. Oh, just, we can answer. Oh, so both of us can answer. Okay, we'll skip.
I made it to where they're for both of you guys.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, we have about 10 of these. We'll see how far we get. So you ready for the first one?
Sure.
All right. Our first question here is, again, centering on Valentine's Day. Do women still give guys gifts, or are there any women out there that think this type of love shouldn't be limited to just one day? Danielle, here's the thing with Danielle. Your man, your lovely gentleman over there, Donald.
My boo.
He's getting her a trip to Cancun.
It's not like that.
What is it like then?
It's like, it's not just like taking me on this all expenses paid like trip. It's like a trip for us. I've been begging him to go, and he's got them flight miles, those points. So
it don't matter though. You know, well, I guess it kind of does. You know, he ain't spending a whole lot.
No, but, I mean, it's not cheap. That's for sure. But I just am thankful that he's investing his time.
Cancun gonna cost money either
way.
Well,
yeah, it's gonna be expensive.
I've been to Cancun. That's expensive.
Yeah.
So even if you got points, when you get there, it costs money just to land.
Yeah, we got an all-inclusive resort, so.
Oh, man. That's the kind of shit that I hate for Valentine's Day. Because, Donald, I don't want to be, you know, respect, man. Much respect, sir. But you're making Negroes like me look bad. You know, that's the thing I hate about Valentine's Day. Negroes like him.
Why?
Because he's doing the right thing, but he's spending some major money. He's making me, I can go to the biggest restaurant here in Austin, but he's making me look bad.
You put a ring on it. I'd rather him put a ring on it than fucking.
Give it time. God damn, one thing.
It's been only 8 months, so.
Get one step at a time. Damn, see, man, that's the thing. Women ain't never satisfied. Taking me to Cancun, well, you need to put a ring on it on top of that. You know, come on.
Well.
One step at a time.
Well, I know my worth.
I don't, you know, here's the thing. I believe, like, the reason why I'm saying this, he's getting you all this good shit.
Right.
What are, don't say nothing about no vagina, no ass.
Okay.
What are you giving him?
I'm not sure yet, but one thing about our relationship is we're constantly giving each other shit. Like, he always has really awesome, cute, creative gifts, like, out of the blue, and I try to keep up, but I'm not as creative as he is, but, you know, it's a love language. Receiving gifts is one of them, and that's his love language. So I've learned that, and I know how to, you know, nurture it.
Yeah, I see. That's the. The older I get, the more I hate having days where you give gifts.
Yeah, you don't have to. You honestly, like, I'm at the point where I don't expect a gift. I think if you're in a relationship with somebody, you should acknowledge Valentine's Day, at least a cute card with a cute note in it, or something handmade, or a box of chocolates, something. You can't just not acknowledge it, but to think it's some crazy day where you got to fucking do backflips and cook, you know what I mean? It's not that crucial. And if you're with a woman that thinks it is that crucial, then that's kind of a red flag.
Man, and somebody said it can't be crazy expensive from Cancun from Texas. Yeah, it can. Yeah, I've done it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I admire that young man is getting you this trip, but I hate giving gifts on holidays because I think it's phony now. I think it's at a point where I'm call me cynical, but I do believe that, yeah, you know, the no matter what you do, if you ain't like, if my girl was in here watching you going to Cancun, I know that she'd be feeling like, oh, we going to this restaurant.
Well,
now.
We're not going to Cancun for Valentine's Day. We just realized the dates were, you know,
but
what
it's
I mean?
Close enough.
Yeah.
It's with Christmas. It's with any other day. I feel like on those days, I don't feel like there should be a value put on a person just because of a day.
Yeah.
And plus, it's so commercialized now. Like, I didn't know what that was like when I was young.
Yeah, but you're the first one to trip when you don't get a gift.
Shut up, man. I am. No,
you're
you know
what? The first one to throw real shade when your ass isn't getting a gift.
That's why I don't want it, because that's why I don't like the gifts being given, because I had those occasions where I've given somebody a gift and nobody gave me anything.
Okay,
and
cool.
I can't say shit because I always put that out there like, well, you know, it's a thought that counts. And so I can't say nothing. But I do feel disrespected when I don't get a gift.
It's far better to give than to receive, Coleman.
I feel like on those days, everybody should adopt a policy of, you know what, I ain't giving you shit on this day. I'll give you something outside of that.
Good luck. Let me know how that works out for you. Call me today.
It's just, I don't know. I don't think you're right. This person said, should this kind of love be limited to just one day?
No, I almost feel like
this is what I feel like. Honestly, I feel like for my relationship, unless something is, I just came into a lot of money, or we just had like a memorable occasion in our life, you know, like getting engaged or whatever. I kind of feel like, okay, let's acknowledge today. Let's make something that's fun for both of us.
Yeah.
And I feel like going out to eat is the perfect thing. We dress up nice. We go get something to eat. It's something that we both enjoy. We keep it mid-level. We don't try to get crazy expensive with it or anything. And I think that that's the perfect thing. It fits right into like any other day almost.
Yeah, I know. That's fine. But you should probably do a little something more, though, especially for your fiance the first year that you guys are engaged.
What would you recommend?
What I would recommend?
Yeah.
What goes a long way for me is like a card. I usually hand make my cards. I love that. But something that's like written where you write down how you feel about her and you give it to her, or write down things that you're thankful for about her, or just anything that you can express how you feel, because men don't really typically do that. They just don't. I mean, not all men, but most men that I know, they don't just freely give out their feelings and emotions, you know, like they don't communicate it. So I think it would mean a lot to me if you wrote a card to her, and she's something she could keep forever, and it won't cost you a penny.
That's what I like about that. I was gonna say it's free. I can do that.
Well, it'll be a couple bucks if you buy it from like Walgreens or whatever, but you don't just take her to dinner and that's it, Corey. At least get her roses or some shit, which roses are so much more expensive. I totally just got some. They were like $5 more than they normally are.
Can I tell you something about flowers? That's the most depressing thing about when you're in a relationship with a woman or a man, you know, when you, especially on days like Valentine's Day, I'm going to tell you something, boy, something happened with us. That fight, Sammy, that fight that started with you and then spread to her. No, it's done. That night, if y'all are just new to this, Sammy walked in one night and said something to me, and then I went off on him and we were arguing so bad with each other. And then Mia jumped in against me.
Yeah, I remember.
And I said some shit to her that was just, It was pretty bad.
Yeah, you go left when you get mad. The shit you say, I'm like, golly.
I said something so shitty to her. I said a couple of things. I mean, I was pretty much. You started. I'm gonna lay it on you, man, because it started with you. So I'm gonna lay it on you. But you know, it landed on us.
Yeah.
And so I went up out the next day. I went out and I got her the nicest vase and the nicest flowers.
Yeah.
And for a day, that's amazing. In fact, I didn't even tell her I got it. Like, she came in, I hid it from her, and then when she got up, she woke up with the flowers next to her bed, and I almost knocked the shit over because she was reaching for something. And then she came in the living room, almost crying. She's like, oh, baby. And I was like, yeah, you know. And it's cool. I feel like a hero for a day. But the depressing thing to me is I have to look at those flowers just die. And that's so sad to me.
Why?
It's just because you get something that's beautiful and alive, and you just, and after the gesture is done, after you make somebody feel better, you just see those flowers just deteriorate.
Corey,
and wilt.
It's the
looks
circle
sad.
Of life. Nothing lasts forever.
It just seems sad to me.
You had an issue, you got through it, and now you move on, and that's what it's about. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing I didn't understand. It's like, what if I got you? Women want flowers.
You want flowers that never die? I'll tell you right now, stargazer lilies. They will last you forever, and they will smell so good.
Next time, I'm getting cupcakes and a bouquet.
There you go.
The food. Anything like that, that's the best thing to me. Flowers.
That works.
I hate giving flowers.
I love it.
Well, you're a woman, of course.
I get them all the time, too. Actually, I haven't gotten them in a while, but that's okay.
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah.
Donald, when they get to that hotel room, you better have some flowers set up in there, man. Somebody said get some plastic roses. You know, you can't. That's the thing about it. They want real flowers. They don't want chocolate flowers. They don't want cupcake flowers like I'm going to get. They want the real shit. They don't want like chocolate dipped strawberries.
Yeah, there's ways that you can get them cheaper, too. It's not like you have to go spend $50 on a bouquet. You can get a vase at the dollar store. That's $1. Or go to any thrift store. You can find awesome vases for under $2. And then you go to your local grocery store and get a bouquet for $10. Call it a day.
Girls can sniff that shit out. They know when you bought grocery store flowers.
Fuck that. I'll take grocery store.
That's just,
why not?
That shit still smells like the bakery across the hall. No, you know, you can't do that.
It doesn't matter.
Want to go to our next question?
Sure.
What was your favorite part of Valentine's Day as a kid? Mine was the politics behind which card to give to certain people are crushes.
Aw.
Man, let me tell you something. Well, first of all, you as a kid, what was your favorite part?
I guess I liked picking out, like, the genre of Valentine's cards that I'm going to... Yeah, because, you know, you pick your different, like, characters or whatever. Like, if you want princesses or if you want, you know, whatever, monsters. So it was always fun
for me. That was cool. Whenever you had to go pick a theme, whatever the big movie is or whatever.
Yeah. And then I also loved, my dad would always get us girls something. I have two sisters, so every morning on Valentine's Day, we'd always have something, like, laid out for us.
You know what? When I was coming up, and I don't know how this was for a lot of people, but... is when you can show that you love your bro, your dude, whatever. It was the gayest day for boys without being gay.
Yeah, it really was.
You know what I mean? Because you would give Valentine's Day to everybody.
Yeah, you had to include everybody.
You had to include everybody. Yeah. Include you. You gave a heart to your best friend and shit, you know? Like, I would give, like a Boba Fett Valentine's to my friend. You know, it was cool. You could be just as gay as you want to. And without
and
being gay.
And you love
gay,
that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Anything to let you be gay and not feel bad about it, right?
Why did Corey give me a penis instead of a
heart? Why did he give me a dick pic? Yeah,
I was the only one at 8 years old going to the sex store getting dick candy. For you, my friend.
I wouldn't put it past you. I wouldn't put it past your mom for letting you. Y'all are weirdos.
But the reason why you did that, the reason why dudes could give other dudes cards is because it was also that time, like, you could give that girl that extra special Valentine, but not seem like you were
extra
crushing
thirsty,
on her
yeah.
too hard, you know? Yeah, extra thirsty and shit. Like, I started saying you want to fuck this chick, but, you know, 8 years old, you
no,
know? But,
you're not. Maybe in high school.
Yeah, but, you know, you had that, like, for us, when I was coming up, you always had that one chick during Valentine's Day, and you wanted to give her something, but you didn't want to, like, make it seem too obvious. So that's another reason why you gave Valentine's to all your bros and shit, because, you know, you could actually do something for the girl you're crushing on.
Yeah.
Well, but, yeah, man, I... Valentine's Day, when you're a kid, I just got through talking about how it is as an adult. The fucking adulthood takes the fun out of everything. Everything becomes expensive when you're an adult.
Corey, no, it doesn't. You can live your life in a very frugal, and I know you do, in a frugal way and still enjoy it.
But I'm just saying.
You or know, cook her a dinner. That's cheaper, too.
I'm just saying, think about when you're a kid. You don't have to put a whole lot of work in everything.
Yeah.
You know, you sit back and you get shit. You don't have to do anything.
Well, yeah, that's.
Or like on Valentine's Day, it's so much work today. It's stress. When you're a kid, you just go to the grocery store. You buy a bag of Valentine's. You buy some candy. Get that shit out to some friends. It's
call
fun.
It a day,
boom.
Yeah.
It's done. It's done, and you know, and that's the, and now today, that's the thing about it. I look at, I didn't even think, thank you whoever sent that question in, because I'm sitting back thinking right now, man, Valentine's Day was actually fun at some point. It actually meant something as a kid.
It still can, and it should mean something to you now that you actually have the love of your life that supports you and loves you in your life. Now is when it means the most.
I think I'm jaded. You know, I think I'm jaded because growing up, that I never, like, there were dudes that would give girls that Valentine's Day in elementary school. In elementary school, I never got the girl I wanted.
Well, that's okay.
I was always shot down. They would always notice why I would give them, like, a special Valentine's from everybody else. And they'd be like, they'd bring it back to me. And they'd be like, you know, shit ain't gonna happen, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I got shot down a lot.
It's okay. You're a new man now, and your life is great. And it's okay. You go through things to make you learn, and you grow.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it, but man, you give me some good memories. I remember going and buying Star Wars Valentines and getting candy, and people just be eating candy hearts and shitting colors at the end of the night.
For sure.
Yeah, man,
Valentine's, so much candy, a bag full of shit.
We'd be hopped up. That classroom would be like little coked up kids, man. That candy. You remember that shitty candy? And we didn't care. Let me see if I can find it. That candy when you were a kid, like you did the cheapest kind. It was like eating chalk.
Yeah, the Fun Dip. Is that what you're
it was kind of yeah, heart
you
candy.
Dip your finger in it. Oh, the heart, little hearts with the messages on it. Now they have ones that say like text me, DM me instead of like, you know what I mean?
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, they're all the different like
I'm surprised they still sell this shit, man. Because this is the one I'm talking about where, you're right, it would come with messages on it, like right here, like awesome. And
yeah. Now all of them, if you look at the box, they all have the most random messages.
But that shit tastes like chalk.
No, that's crap. Yeah, that's not good candy.
But when we were kids, we ate the shit out that candy, man, because we were just happy to have it.
Yeah.
Just something sweet in our mouth. And then you would go home and you would shit like purple and pink and blue because you'd be eating all that candy. Yeah. Kids are nasty, man. Let's see here. Let's get to our next question. Okay. Oh, I saw this. I saw this question, and this person knows who it is. Actually, I'm going to look them up. Let me see right here. This is from Sam Lloyd. Sam, this is a good question right here. He says, I started doing stand-up, and sometimes I talk about my relationship. My wife says I shouldn't because people think it's all true and that she is stupid. How do I manage my stage performance to keep a happy home? Well, first of all, do your jokes suck? Are you funny?
Yeah. Are they hitting? First of all, is the jokes where you talk about your wife hitting, are they funny? If so, tell her too motherfucking bad. Get over that shit. Seriously, it's your job. I'm sorry, but if it's hitting, too fucking bad.
You know, that's the thing. Are you doing this as a career? Because I'm in the same exact situation as you are, man. When I go home, I can't tell you how many times, there are times I have a couple of beers, three beers before I go home because I know Miss Mia heard the show.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to know by now, though, that this is some of the stuff that we say, we exaggerate a little just because it is a show.
But sometimes we'll go out somewhere and somebody will ask the question. I'm trying to stop them. I cringe every time somebody says, is it true that, Corey says this, is it true what he said? And she's like, and she pulls me aside and she always tells me, see, baby, I told you, when you say bad things about me, some people believe it. And I get it now.
Yeah.
I get it. And then there's been times she says some jokes around me in front of people. I'm like, what the fuck would you say that? And she's like,
see,
like you did on your show. So, yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
I get it. But here's the deal. I tell her, I'm like you, man. If you're doing it for a living, you got a little more leeway.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Yeah.
But if you just out there cracking jokes and you come home broke at the end of the night, man, it might not be worth it for
you. Yeah, it's got to be like a lucrative career where you're supporting your family. Then it's fine. But if you're just doing it as like a hobby and she's still upset about it, then I wouldn't pursue it much longer.
Yeah, man. If I were you, I'm getting a little leeway because I make money. I have to, and I go home and I tell her, I say, look.
Yeah, you hold it down, you know?
Yeah, and I go home and I let her know. I say, I'm just joking around. I don't mean it. And a lot of these things that I do, I say, because people like that kind of comedy. You know, people like to hear, they like to hear stories. It's almost like a sitcom. They like situational comedy.
Yeah.
They don't want to see me up here telling some joke or some puns or anything like that. They like hearing stuff that people can relate to. And even though your girlfriend don't like you talking about her, what she really has a problem with is that you have a forum to come out and talk shit.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
She could.
She might not be funny. Or she could be funnier than he is. Wouldn't that be some shit if she decided like to get back at him?
Yeah, and be 10 times funnier and lay all his fucking dirty laundry out?
Yeah, like she came up right behind him after his set and ended up getting like louder applause than
Maybe
him.
Maybe they could be like a duo.
Bring him to the act, man.
Yeah.
Bring him to the show. Have her get on stage. Have her say some shit about you.
Mia's probably shy.
Mia's at the, whenever we do stuff, when I say shit on stage, Mia's at a lot of these functions that we do, she's right front and center.
Yeah.
And she's there to say, like, have a comeback that make people look at me like, damn, ooh, we know we know who's wearing the pants on this fucking thing. Right,
Mia's ass is wearing them pants.
She's wearing them pants tight. I got that sag.
I think.
Nah, man, don't disrespect your wife. You know, respect her feelings. Go in and respect how she feels. Don't just blow it off. But it'll help if you make some money, and it'll help if you actually just let her know, like, hey, listen, this is what really hits with people.
Yeah.
If you want your man to be funny.
She's got to realize that, like, no matter what he says, people are going to judge him and his relationship. You know what I mean? So you just got to take it with a grain of salt. And that's part of the business of being married to somebody who's in the business.
Yeah, man. I've been down this road a lot. If you really want to do something, here's the deal. Just bottom line, just keep doing it until she says I'm leaving. You know, because that's the point, you know, like, okay, I got to stop. But if you just tell her, baby, it's just me, it's what I do. Just keep pushing that shit and see how far you can. You'll know when you have to stop. Because if you don't, either she's going to pull back and be like, okay, well, that's just what he does.
Yeah.
I give up. And I think that's kind of what Mia did with me. She's like, just let his dumb ass do whatever.
Yeah.
At this point, they know he's dumber than me. So, you know.
People
so,
still love Mia, though. You can't really say anything bad about her.
Yeah, man, I feel you. Get that money. Get that money. Once you get that money and you start paying shit for her, I'm leaving this question, but that's really what it comes down to. I had to use that excuse one day saying, baby, you see everything that we have here, mm-hmm. you know, when I take you out to dinner and all this, get you nice things, it's all because I talk shit about you.
Yeah. You know? Small price to pay, yeah,
it's
baby.
All this is because of you, baby, because I get to talk shit about you.
Mm-hmm. You make it.
You got to put it in her court.
Right.
You make this happen.
For sure.
This is the next question right here. Have you had any catastrophically bad Valentine's Day dates? Did you plan for something special and it fell through? Did you make a jackass out of yourself? I'm thinking, man, it has to be a time with my fucking track record. There has to be a time at some point where I did something bad on Valentine's
Day. You can't remember, though.
You know what? I made so much of an ass out of myself on every other day.
Yeah.
Generally that I just left Valentine's Day alone. I like, you know, I fucked up enough. I'm not going to fuck up, you know, majorly on a holiday like this where it's obvious when, you know, somebody that, because I'm not going to do this thing where I invite somebody out. Because I tell you what, guys, know what you are getting into with shit. Valentine's Day, I'm telling you, women will take advantage of that shit. You'll be the friend, you know, you'll be that confidant, and then they will use that shit on Valentine's Day. They ain't gonna give you no ass. They ain't gonna date you, but they will ask. You offer to take them to dinner, and they'll be all cozy and nice.
Yeah, for that one fucking day.
For that one day, they'll get dressed up. They will make you think you'll be fucking before you even get back to the car.
Yeah.
And then after dinner is done, you drop them off. They just waiting for you to say something like, "Hey, so is this a date, or so when are we going to see each other again?"
Yeah.
And they're going to pull that shit. Oh, I didn't know what you thought this was. Bitch, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I spent $200 for you on dinner. What
they
the hell did you think this
date,
was?
That's why.
Yeah, what's that?
They just wanted to have a date. I have a good one.
And no, they didn't want to have a date. No, what they wanted to do was they just wanted to eat. First of all, they're already mad at dudes because they ain't got no fucking date on Valentine's Day. And they're like, okay, I'm going to take advantage of this goddamn schmuck right here. Might as well.
Yeah.
Or even if they're cool, they'd be like, well, hey, it's a free meal. I've had this shit happen to me outside of Valentine's Day. So I wasn't going to – I knew better to do it on Valentine's
Day. I've never, as long as I've been alive, gone out with a dude for just a free meal. Like, I would never do that. I feel like my time is so valuable. Like, I can't sit there and look at your face for an hour for some fucking crab legs. Like, it's just not worth it to me. I'd rather go up by myself and get my own crab legs. Like, I hate being stuck with dudes I don't give a fuck about. You know what I mean? I just don't care.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat talking about $200 for dinner. Man, you take a girl out for some steak for you and yourself or a seafood joint. You know, you want to go someplace that's real nice, and then you get dessert on top of that. And if you drink, it's done. You get a cocktail on top of that, and plus they jack up the prices a little bit on Valentine's Day,
too. Yeah, I mean, $200 for two people at dinner is nothing.
Yeah. Shit, I'm prepared. You drop a couple of bills, man, that's regular.
Yeah.
Some people even say, shit, that's all? I'm glad you like that. I mean, I'm not saying all women are like that. And God knows we know that men take advantage of women aplenty. I'm just speaking from a guy's experience.
Right. So you shouldn't be, like, if you're a guy, you really shouldn't be taking a girl out to some fancy ass dinner if you don't know her that well. You got to value yourself and value your money a lot more than that. And also, you don't want to set the standard for the situation that you're going to be doing this regularly. So if it's first date, don't ever take him somewhere fancy. Like, maybe kind of like nicer, but you're not going to take him to like Perry Steakhouse or Trulux or something and drop $450 on somebody you don't even fucking know.
No, that is true.
Because you're overcompensating. The woman will naturally feel like, okay, what is he trying to cover up? What is he trying to mask?
But there's a lot of guys that know that. Fellas, let me tell you something. You hanging out with that girl. Y'all been friends for a while. You just haven't been able to say what you want it to be. You've been afraid to say how you feel. And then somehow you get it in your head that, oh, you know what? But if I take her out on a fancy date, that's surely she'll know. Don't do it. No, I did it one time myself. Don't. I did something where I was celebrating something. I took a girl out and I spent about $150 on dinner, at least $100. And she got dressed up too, and new good and fucking well what I was taking out. I wasn't even looking for sex. I was just looking for companionship.
Right.
You know, and then when it was done, she pulled that shit on me. That's why I hate these words. I don't like you that way. I was like, God damn, well, that was an expensive lesson right there.
Dang.
The three most, how many words are I don't like you that way? That was the six most expensive words I've ever had in my life.
Learned your lesson, though.
Yeah, I sure did. Became a dick right the next day.
I have a funny Valentine's Day story, though, that I completely embarrassed myself.
Before you do, I want to hear it, but before you do, can I ask you a question?
What?
Have you ever at all, not with dinner or anything, have you taken advantage of a guy in some kind of way?
I mean, I feel like a little bit, but I always was honest with them about the situation. If they want to buy me nice shit, like, that's on them. But I tell them, like, look, I'm not looking for anything serious.
So you tell them in the beginning?
Yeah, always, okay. Always.
And then that's on them. Yeah, but you've never done anything bad to the dude, like, really took cold advantage of him.
That's when Donald walks away. Where are you going? Why are you leaving?
Donald getting scared. Shit, he thinks you're taking advantage of him now.
Yeah. Whoops. He probably thinks I took advantage of him some way.
Shit, Donald gone. I don't know what you did to him. Your man got right the fuck up on that question. He don't want to hear the story you're talking about on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
What happened, though?
Okay, so...
he's gone. You don't need to whisper.
So I was in high school. This is kind of naughty, but I was in high school, and I think I was like 16 or something. And I started fucking my history teacher. And
you went, wait a minute.
Listen, that's why you need to listen.
Back the fuck up. Wait, you went to high school?
Yeah, I was like 16.
Oh, and you were fucking your history?
Yeah, my history teacher. And he was
so
young.
He could have gone to jail.
He did go to jail. He's in jail right now. It's not.
God, Danielle.
It's true. I know. Right?
Yeah, how many victims do you have?
No, it's not because of me, though. I'm not the one he got locked up for. I was the first one, not the last. Anyways, so ran into him at a strip club, and I was like, totally young. But anyways, we started fucking.
Like the way the chat is like, whoa, what?
I know.
Hold the fuck up.
I know. He's gross. So anyways, it was Valentine's Day, and I got these roses delivered to my family's house. And I was like, what? Like, I'm young. I don't get roses. And the only person I knew was him. You know, I was like, it has to be him. So I called him and left a message on his voicemail saying, like, thank you so much for the roses. You're so sweet and all this. And it ended up being his mom and dad's house. And I left the voicemail on their messenger.
Oh, Jesus.
And that shit was so awkward. And they weren't even from him. And he told me, he's like, those roses weren't even from me. That was the kicker.
Is that the point where he went to jail?
No. I graduated, and then like 4 years later, he got caught fucking with some other girl.
So damn. Wait, so he didn't get caught because of you?
No.
So how did this even start between you and this dude?
Well, it was my best friend's 18th birthday, and we went to the strip club in Cocoa Beach, and they snuck me in because I was always the youngest. And we were at a strip club just having a good time, and there he comes walking in, and I always thought it was
You
sexy.
Were 16 at a strip club?
Yeah. It's Cocoa Beach.
Oh, my God. You were fucking trouble.
You have
man.
To be 18 to get into strip clubs.
You were fucking trouble at that time.
Yeah, I was trouble. So then we just started drinking and having fun, and he took me home, and then we just stayed fucking for a couple weeks.
And how old was he?
Like 24, 25.
24, 25.
It's gross. Looking back on it, the guy is a douchebag. And then I like went to like Hooters because my sister works at Hooters, so I went there to like see her, and he was there eating, like hitting on the young girls. I'm like, you're gross.
Yeah, I can't lay it on you because you were young. What was it about the dude?
Oh, he's cute. He's a basketball coach. He was real tall.
Of course. Black?
No, he was actually white.
Okay. Basketball coach, though?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah.
He was in a black sport, so.
Yeah, right. He was kind of like a wigger
you
dude, were you know?
You trying to work towards the team.
Yeah. I already went through the team. No, just kidding.
Jesus, Danielle. Right when I think. Somebody said they thought he was 40. Damn, Dan, you're right when I think I know everything about you.
No, I got some good.
How many teachers have you had sex with?
Just one. Well, let me think. Like, from high school or college?
High school.
Oh, just one.
Just one?
Just him, yeah.
How many guys did you have sex with as a teenager? Well, like, you were 16 years old and they were way older. Like, they were men. Like,
not many. Just not many, really.
But some.
There was a couple. But honestly, most of the guys are, like, still in my life. Like, ever since I was young, like, we've just stayed really close friends.
Okay. So you, the teacher, the gym coach, the basketball coach, still friends with him?
No.
After
I saw him at Hooters hitting on all the younger girls, I was like, you're gross. Now you're in your, like, 30s, okay? And these girls are still the same age. And I was just like, you're fucking gross.
Like, like the way Chad's going off. They're talking about, excuse me, why don't you have a seat over here?
I love it.
Catch a predator. Oh, Danielle, you were wild.
I was, not anymore.
That's what I knew. I said, when you came here and I said, yeah, you still a little wild. I said, we got to watch you. Gotta watch you. Boy, if you just caught me like about 3-4 years later, boy.
I know.
It would have been rough.
We would have had some troubles.
Oh, we would have had. We would have. We've still been doing this show.
Yeah.
And talking about how we had sex last time.
No.
Yes. Because you would have put it out there.
No, I know. I'm an open book for sure.
Want to get to our next question?
Sure.
Our secret admirer is creepy. Well, if you're underage, parents.
Yeah.
But, if either of you were single and you got a gift from a secret admirer, would you be flattered or freaked out? I don't know, man. You know what? For me, doing something public like this, I would be flattered. It all depends on how you get it.
Yeah, it all depends on how you get it and how long they go without revealing themselves.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal. I mean, if somebody's like sends you something in the mail, like we get regular gifts here, you know, they send it through Amazon or something, and you know, people know we're open, and people can send us stuff at any time. Now, if you come home and the shit, people know your address and they putting shit on your doorstep or your car.
Yeah, I mean, if it's creepy where you feel like your safety is being compromised, that's one thing. But if they're being creative with it and making you really, excited for this type of attention, then I think it's okay.
Some people say your basketball coach was Matthew McConaughey from Dazed and Confused.
I know. I kind of want to say his name on air so you guys can stalk him.
Don't you do that. Don't you do that.
It's pretty funny.
No, don't even do that.
He got like real serious with one girl though. Like they were like serious. She graduated and they were like still together.
Jesus, man. And the thing is, it's funny because I know I can't say anything. I was in a similar situation. I can't say shit. I can't.
You fucked a teacher too?
I can't say shit.
All right.
I'm not going there. That's the reason why Donald left. Donald left because he knew what was coming up. The moment you said it was funny because the moment you said I got a funny story about Valentine, he's like, whoop, shit, don't need to hear that.
No, I know he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that.
No, he does. So wow, that's. Man,
he knew who I was when he got into this. I've been the same girl from day one. So there's
The funny thing about it is I was so disappointed to see Donald come in here.
Why?
People, if you just tune in, her boyfriend was here. And the reason why is because I like him.
I like him too.
And I knew the thing is we having these kind of discussions and having this kind of show. Every boyfriend that you've had has not liked me, and he's going to be the next one, and I like him.
He likes you. He likes you. It's okay. He's just getting tired.
He just walked out of here. He has such a look of disappointment on his face, man.
Nah, he was smiling. He left when you asked me about taking advantage of guys. That's when he left.
No, he didn't want to know the truth.
He knows the truth. Shit.
No, I like Donald. I think you and Donald are great together, but I don't know.
It's been rough.
I feel awkward when he's in here because I'm like, man, I'm going to say some shit that's going to make him hate me.
No, you're all right. He's cool. He's probably just in the car or something.
Oh, let me see here.
Another question?
Yeah, we got another question here. What's the deal with flirting and emojis? For someone who isn't versed in some of the new texting patterns, could you break down certain signals? Like, how do I reply to happy face, one eye shut, tongue sticking out? That's the only way I can describe it.
Well,
send a dick pic.
First of all, if you get a emoji response and it's just one emoji, well, you might not want to write back right away. That's how girls just write back to not be rude, but they don't really want to keep the conversation going. So unless it's a kissy face, if it's a heart eyes or if it's a kissy face, that's one thing. But if it's just the whatever that is,
the hey, we're goofing around.
Yeah.
Help me, I'm having a stroke. You know, it's
somebody wrote, you can't take her on vacation if you leave without her. Donald 2017. That's stupid with that meme. But yeah, so it just depends on the context of the conversation. If a girl responds LOL. Or just one picture of an emoji, then I probably would wait to write back. See if she keeps the conversation going, you know?
Yeah, you're telling me something. I have nothing to say about that. Like, I'm not flirting online with anybody. I'm not doing happy faces. Whenever I have to do emojis, I do like devil face, cat dying, turd. You know, I do stupid shit. I don't know the call me old now, whatever. I do basic emojis. I don't know how to flirt with emojis. And yeah. apparently a lot of people don't either.
I wouldn't worry too much about reading into emojis. You can always screenshot them and send them to me and I'll, you know, analyze the fuck. No, seriously, I'll analyze the fuck out of the conversation and tell you exactly what's going on. But
the you like decipher their emojis
yeah,
for them?
No, I will. I will tell you exactly the situation. For real, I'm good at it. My friends do it all the time.
Even Sammy says it's like reading hieroglyphics.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's like decoding Da Vinci Code. But you can. The most important thing about texting in a new relationship is keeping the conversation going with interesting content mm-hmm. and questions. You don't want the girl to have to if you're pursuing her. You know what I mean? If you're the one that reached out to her, then you need to keep the conversation going. You need to have a goal of this conversation. It can't just be because you want her attention and you just want to talk to her all day. Like, have a goal. Like, the goal is to get her to say yes to go to pizza with me on Tuesday. Okay, then get the conversation going, be yeah. funny, be okay. and get her to want to go, and then you can ask her. Like, you don't just want to be texting all day to text all day, because girls will get so tired of it, especially if you don't invite her to do something. It's like, I don't need a fucking pen pal. You're writing me all day, you're texting me, you're not asking to see me, you're not asking to come over, you're not asking to take me on a date. Why are you texting me?
That's
what do you want? What?
Wow. So just pester them until they want to go out with you.
Well, no, you that's the thing, is that have a purpose.
Okay,
don't just pester them. Okay. Have a purpose for your conversation.
I would fuck up so bad dating during this time.
Yeah, you wouldn't date. You couldn't date right now that you're running double toasted. I would be, the girl would be so over you.
Yeah, that's why. See,
that's what
I put. Yeah, locked her ass down. That's why I put a gimmer ring on Mia, man.
Yeah,
she gets tired of my shit so much, man. But like, man, this is why I'm so happy to be in the part of my life where I am now, because I couldn't have a relationship with anybody else. If I was single right now, I would be on Tinder all the time. I would only have time to have
just
sex.
Just to fuck, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only connection I would be having in my life.
I feel like you would get on Tinder and then people would start recognizing you, though. Like sometimes you go out, people know who you are here. So
is that a bad thing?
Well, I mean, I would never want someone to recognize me on Tinder.
Why not?
Because I'm not on.
If I'm proud to be on Tinder and I'm cool with that, I know the deal. Why shouldn't that would probably help me? Oh shit, you're Corey Coleman. I always want to fuck you. You know, if that
I mean, I guess it's different for you, but for me as a woman on this planet, I feel like Tinder has a time and place, and I'm not judging anybody that's on Tinder. But I, in my vibes and the type of attention that I want to attract, I'm not getting on Tinder.
Okay. See, I would tear Tinder up. I do not need to be living in this time.
No.
I'm good right where I am.
Yeah, I don't even download the app.
Tinder would kill me.
Yeah.
I would have diseases just from connecting to Tinder.
I know. It's just not a good look. I don't think it's a good look for anybody.
We have a video question. I'm going to change things up real quick before we go back to some of the questions that we have. We got a question here from Steven. And Steven, Danielle says, has a good question for us.
Hey, what's good? Whoever is doing the Monday show tonight. So this isn't a question as much as it is a request. So I know, Danielle, you always talk giving out them, you know, short PSAs about using condoms, and using condoms is important. But for most people, you know, you tend not to think of the importance until you actually hear some experiences. So with me, one of my friends got a girl pregnant, and they both had agreed that if that had happened, that she would have an abortion. But once she got pregnant, she ended up getting really attached to the fetus. And she decided that she wanted to keep it. And dude's going through a rough time right now. She's going through a rough time. But that's at least an experience for me. So I'd like you guys to share some stories that you might know about, you know, people not using condoms, people making mistakes. Yeah, that's about it. Have a good show.
Oh, yeah, man. Don't ever take nobody's word for anything.
Mm-mm.
Anything.
You need to know that if you are having sex with somebody unprotected, you are pretty much saying, look, if we have a baby, we'll have a baby. Like, seriously. It takes two to tango.
I'm going to just put it out there. I'm not putting any names, not saying anything. But I had a wake-up call. I mean, I wore condoms all the time, but there was one time I didn't. I was with two girls, and they both said, one of the girls said, what if we got pregnant on the same night? And she was just straight out said, hey, I'm having mine. Yeah. You know, I mean, we didn't even get that far. She already had her life planned out. Right. In a scenario. And I said,
can you imagine getting two bitches knocked up from a threesome? That would be so unlucky. I wonder if I'm sure it's happened before in life.
It has to have happened.
Has to have.
You know, because girls are synced up on everything.
Yeah.
It has to.
I wonder
have
if they would keep it or what. That would be so weird.
I'm not gonna lie, man. To me, I said I don't really need that at this moment, but I would be, man, that shit would be cool, man. That shit would be pretty. I'll be.
But physically, how can you do it? Because you nut, and then it's like you don't nut again within that. You know what I mean? You can't nut in both of them at the same time.
It depends on how many times you go in at night. You know?
Oh, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it depends on how long. You know, you like you don't stop one time. It's like
Coleman's like, I got a lot. Yeah, to hear, you know, baby.
Hey, you rest up and go back at it again. And I'm like, hey, I don't. I thought, man, you know what? That would add a whole new meaning to Big Papa. Yeah. I was walking. Damn, I thought we lost you, Donald.
Yeah. Donald, like,
I just took
goner.
A break. I just left. I don't want to hear that story. I'm back now that the coast is clear.
I thought I'd let her tell the truth.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell the truth with or without you here. Because I know you're going to watch the show anyways.
But, yeah, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought, man, having two kids from one night, from two different girls, I thought that's... That would make you look like a fucking king, man.
No, it would make like you look like an asshole, one.
No, and then you'd be like an asshole.
You got these two bitches knocked up from a threesome, for real?
First of all, they're young ladies. They're not bitches.
Okay,
all right.
These two wonderful girls. Okay, you have. It just would make you kind of look like a douchebag, I feel like.
I'm in a situation that a lot of people find themselves in, and this just happened. It wasn't like
twins numbers. By one of them.
It's not like with skanks. It was just they. It'll make a good story at a cocktail party. You know, yeah. I mean, it was. And I would say what you will, but dudes would even be looking at me like, "Fuck yeah, man! Tell me how
I
you
guess.
Get this. If you're gonna have kids, I mean, if you just gonna have, if you have kids from a one night stand, it might as well, you know, you might as well just go all out. Have
oh my God, I could never imagine getting knocked up from a one night stand. I would be so sad.
I've gotten that call
from a one night stand.
Somebody say, somebody saying, hey, because, you know, you trade numbers and sometimes you call back, sometimes you don't. But somebody pulling that shit of, they're saying, I'm pregnant. And you're like, what? Well, I'm not really sure, but I'm not having my period. And you ask them questions and you're like, okay, so you're not sure. So what else could it be? And they'll say something like, well, I'm having exams right now and I'm under a lot of stress and then I don't get my period.
I
like,
feel
why
like,
don't you just wait before you told me that?
Well, yeah, but. With my ex, we were talking about it, and he was saying that if I were to ever feel like I was pregnant and I went to go get a pregnancy test, he would want to know that I'm doing that and be a part of the process. But I think you should just bring it up to your man when you know you're fucking pregnant. Don't get him all worked up while you pee on the damn stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't, like, even, maybe if I was married, I'd tell my husband that, hey, I think I'm pregnant. I'm going to go get a pee on a stick or whatever, mm-hmm. pregnancy test. But, like, I wouldn't tell the guy now unless I knew for a fact, because I don't want to stress him out.
Exactly.
Who knows? And it's never, you're never pregnant. I feel like I've never been pregnant. So,
and it's not an isolated thing. I've had three girls do that shit to me. You know?
I do. And just so you guys know, girls are manipulative and they're fucking worse than dudes. Sometimes if you are giving this girl money for an abortion, you better bring a pregnancy test to her, your damn self, and have her show you there that she's pregnant, or go to the doctor with her where they can tell you, because I've seen many a dude cash out or give out some money
for real?
To some bitches that are definitely not pregnant.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, that's a thing. Okay.
I think that is so terrible. And then they go the rest of their life thinking that they had to have an abortion. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's a shitty thing too.
Yeah.
You know, thinking
for
that
$300 or whatever the fuck it costs. Like, come on,
that's
grow
some,
up.
That is some scandalous.
Have
shit,
some couth.
But man, don't ever go in on a verbal agreement where, if I get pregnant, I'm going to, of course I'm going to get an abortion. You know what I mean? Nobody, because that's the thing about abortions, I believe. Like, hardly. I mean, there's some people out there that do, but not a lot of people take it lightly.
No, and you shouldn't.
And you can't blame a woman. If she gets pregnant, you can't really blame her for saying, well, my feelings are different now that I'm actually here.
No, you can't. But you stick your dick in her, you just, that's what you're saying.
Somebody
you know?
In the chat talking about, they said, I almost had a threesome today. Only needed two more people.
That's
put
cute.
That in there. Love it. All right. Let me see here. I'm going to show you something that Danielle sent me today in a little while. We're going to take a couple more questions.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing.
This people, y'all got to see this app that she sent me. Stay tuned in a little bit. It's something that And I thought it was fake, but apparently it's real.
I thought it was real, and apparently it's fake.
Okay.
So we both thought it was real.
Oh. What? Okay. You know what? Did you find out it was fake?
I tried to download it, and it's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, because somebody probably removed that shit because it's phony. And not like fake, because, you know, we'll talk about it. Okay. We'll talk about it. Let me get into this question right here, though.
Okay.
This person says, oftentimes I'm the third or fifth wheel when going out with friends. What can I do to enjoy myself on a day that celebrates people who are not single while my friends are off on dates? We answered that last week. We, you know, somebody was asking about, you know, what can I think somebody said, what can I do on Valentine's Day? We've had that question before. You know?
Yeah. Well, just to answer it short and sweet, if I was in that situation, I would think about all the things that make me happy. And the things that make me happy are painting and smoking weed. So I would smoke and paint and have a Danielle day, read my books, get a massage, go paint my pottery and smoke a joint. Call it a day.
Yeah, man, don't let that day get to you. That's
enjoy,
the other thing
enjoy
about
yourself.
It.
Yeah, it can be a day for you where you love yourself. Take a bubble bath with some Epsom salt. Decompress, you know, all the things that make you happy. Just schedule them for that day and spoil yourself.
You know what? Here's what you do, man. I saw this question. I think it's a dude that put it in. Here's what you do. You get a shirt that says, fuck bitches, and go out to dinner by yourself.
No, that's stupid. I wouldn't go out to dinner on Valentine's Day.
No, I'm joking. I wouldn't do that. I'm kidding.
If you're single.
No, you know what? Man, don't let that day get to you. Treat it. We answered this question before, and like her, I'll answer real quick. I think Valentine's Day falls on a weekday, right?
Tuesday,
man. Treat it like any other Tuesday. Go home. Hang out with some friends.
Watch the Roast and Toast.
Watch the weekly Roast and Toast here on DoubleToasted.com. And if you're single, I'm telling you, wait, let Tuesday pass. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then go out on the weekend. And that is, man, I'm telling you, you think that's where a lot of guys mess up. They thinking like, well, everybody's with somebody. No, girls go out with other girls when they're not with anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're emotionally ready to talk to somebody.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Am I lying?
No,
I'm not saying
at all.
Be a predator. I'm just saying you're going to find some girls who are easier to talk to on Valentine's Day because they don't like feeling like they're being alone, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's a perfect time to go out there and try and get some ass. Oh, let me see here. Oh, that's another. How do I get a girlfriend thing? You've answered all the time. I'll answer this one. This is, you know what? I'll answer this because this relates to something that happened earlier. They're saying, I'm considering asking out a friend of mine that I've gone to college with for almost 2 years now. I'm not afraid of being turned down, but of ruining the friendship. How do I do it in a casual enough way to keep things cool between us? Man, early in my life, I would have been turned down so much I had no choice but to be like, oh, okay, and just still be friends with people. That thing I told you about, I took a girl out and she turned me down. I took out to dinner. Hey, man, I'll tell you some cold shit. I mean, I was friends with her. I just said, all right, you know what? I'm not going to let this shit like it got to me. I'm not going to make it awkward. It's up to you to not make it awkward. You got to let them know, like, hey, look, I said this. No hard feelings or anything. If I see you with somebody, ain't nothing going to happen.
Yeah.
I just had to fucking suck it up, man. I even got invited to this girl's wedding, you know, that turned me down. All because I just acted like it was no big deal. I mean, deep inside, I was like, fuck. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know. For me, I think that's a little bit too high risk because it could potentially ruin the friendship and it just wouldn't make it the same. And also, if somebody's into you, you're not going to not know. Like, it's going to be pretty clear if a girl's into you just by her body language and like how she communicates with you. So if you don't know if she's into you, then the chances are that she's not. And you don't want to ruin the relationship by being like, you know, wanting to take her out. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know the dynamic of the relationship. I would have to see it. And if you want, I mean, yeah.
Man, look, the dude who or the girl who usually got shut down are the ones that are going to make it awkward. You know, you're going to have to do damage control. You really are going to have to go in prepared for them to say, hey, look, I'm asking you right now, you know, can we step this up? And if they don't, you have to say, all right, you know what? Took a shot at that. We are still friends.
Or also, you can just bring another girl around when she's around, and that will naturally make her jealous as fuck if she likes you, and you'll be able to see that.
Unless that shit turns on you. Unless it's like, I'm so happy you got somebody.
Yeah, and then, well, then you know, and then you know
and
that
you got to pay that prostitute, and you get nothing.
But then you know that she's not that into you, and you didn't ruin the relationship by asking her out.
Yeah, you'll be all right. I'll do what I always do. Do that Netflix shit. Have them come over.
Netflix and chill. But Netflix, we got boxes in the living room.
Do that shit. Bring them in the bedroom and hang out and let them see where it goes. I'm telling you, man, I've had things in my life quite the opposite, where I've been friends with girls and the shit turned around just because I just laid back and was patient. You know, I learned not to do that dinner shit. I learned not to go out and try too hard.
Yep.
I just said, I'm going to sit back. I even said, man, don't call me evil. Because I wasn't stalking anything. If something didn't happen, I was like, hey, I'm cool. Then, you know, I know that she's not available.
Right.
But I've waited for girls to sit back and have boyfriends and waited for them to have problems. And I didn't even go and mess with them whenever. I didn't do anything to have problems. I didn't try to feed into it. I just acted cool.
Right.
I'm like, hey, well, you know.
You're planning I hope it y'all, the whole time.
I hope y'all work it out. I really, Donna, don't think I'm doing this to you. I'm not, because I say this to you. But I always say, man, I like that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's cool. I hope y'all stay together.
Yeah.
And then when they're done, all of a sudden, you either end up being the next dude, or it's cool being a rebound.
Yeah.
It sounds shady. It sounds kind of shitty to do, but I'm telling you, you don't do anything. If you ain't doing nothing, then you ain't doing nothing.
Right.
Yeah, there's all kind of ways. Just be. Sometimes patience really pays off.
Yeah, definitely patience. You don't want to be too eager anyway, so.
No, not at all. You ever done speed dating?
Fuck no.
Then you answered this dude's question. I'm looking into speed dating as a way to get out there and meet more people. Have you ever done it before? Man, I know people who have done. Well, I don't know. I've seen this in movies and stuff. Have you done? No. Donna, you never done? Donna's like, fuck no. Look like I got to do speed dating.
I don't even know where you do that.
Unless you're talking about going in and fucking for somebody for 5 minutes and then leaving. Yeah, you know. But, yeah, you've done that shit before. Hit it and then real quit it. But you know what? The thing is that I've seen movies. See, I've never done speed dating. I don't know anybody who's done speed dating. Met her. Oh, that's right. He did. Yeah, he did. He said it was a joke. Yeah, I mean, man, how you going to connect with somebody when you sit up there talking to them for like 5 minutes and then all of a sudden somebody rings a bell, ding, move on to the next one?
I mean, I honestly think it's a really cute idea, and I think it's fun, and I think if you're confident and you're truly single, then you should do it. Why not? I mean,
somebody said speed dating because we're in 2002 again.
Yes. Yeah,
I think speed dating is Tinder now.
Yeah, well, yeah, everything's technology now, which is 10 times more effective, but I wouldn't speed date, just my personality. I wouldn't do it unless I was supporting a single friend of mine or something like that.
I would do it as a joke. I saw something.
That's a good thing to do. Do it as a joke. That's
man,
great.
What type
of energy would you get back? All a bunch of people joking with you? Big waste of time.
I'm just saying, if I did it, I wouldn't be doing it for real. I'd be going there and being like, okay, this is a joke, because I saw it. Unless that shit worked, yeah, you know, you never know. But if you go in expecting nothing, then you come out, and if you get something, then cool. But I remember this is the thing that I would never do, because I think women sometimes take it as a joke. Because I watched an episode of it's one of these tattoo reality shows.
Oh yeah.
And the girls went out there, and they were kind of looking down on the people that were doing it. I don't. I just think that there's some people who look at that like that's the new internet dating. Like, internet dating is cool now. It's like accepted. It's actually better than trying to go out to a bar or something. But you remember in the early days of internet dating, it was something to be embarrassed about.
Right.
I think speed dating is that phase of internet dating.
Yeah, you can do exactly it, except you won't be face to face with the person. But I think it's fun if you're truly single and you're just looking to meet somebody. I don't see a problem with it. I think it'd be more effective if it was like speed dating, like. Where people were matched up physically, like white, like whatever your preference is. You don't want it to just be open to everybody. You know what I mean? Because the chances of you being sexually attracted to them is low.
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Here's the deal with me. Let me lay it out for y'all. This is why I would never do speed dating. Because half of my addiction to sex was sealing the deal. Yeah. There was some Donald Trump shit for me. Half of me going out looking for sex. That's why I never really paid for a prostitute or anything. You know, that's why.
Oh, you wanted the hunt.
I love the whole thing of flirting.
Yeah.
I love meeting somebody. I love sitting down and talking for a little bit. And then I love the idea of going home at the end of the night with somebody that I don't know.
Right.
You know, that was my whole thing. If I can do that in like 2 minutes before the bell rings, then that's great. But I don't feel like it. I feel like, man. I feel like that dude in a movie. I feel like fucking James Bond. You meet a girl at a bar, and they all of a sudden they just start talking to you. You two get drunk together. You start, you know, flirting real hard.
Yeah.
Maybe you got some, you know, some groping some body parts while you're still there, and then you go home. That's just a ritual to me.
Right.
So speed dating is out the question.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. I mean, not to sound like a spoiled brat, but when I'm single, I kind of get enough men to choose from.
I guess to a point where it's like, it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
It ain't worth it. I mean, that's serious. That shit. Some things are just, hey, you know, I like to hit it and be out, but some things are just way too quick. You know, I'm speed dating. I don't know what anybody gets from
that. I think it would be fun, though. I mean, I'd have a couple drinks and go with my girlfriends.
You want to go out and do it one day?
I don't know.
You just want to go out and have fun with it?
Well, not now. Now that I've seen somebody.
We're not going to do anything. We just
go and
do it. I don't
want to waste these people's time. I feel bad going in there in a relationship and, you know, taking up a space of somebody that could really be.
Maybe you can help them. Maybe you can be like, hey, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm with somebody. I'm here just fucking around. But let me help you out. Who you like here, man?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll help you out. You know, I guess I'll be talking to another dude unless I'm at gay speed dating. But, you know,
that's an option,
gay speed dating. I would be down for that.
Yeah.
Do some gay speed dating. And I would be like, hey.
You would be down for that.
Yeah, it's gay speed dating. I'd be like, hey, man, so what are you into? Hey, you like that dude over there? Let me tell you what's up. I was talking to him about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what he likes and what he doesn't like.
Right.
We could probably be, you know, we could actually add a service to it.
You know what? We could do that. That'd be like an out-of-studio thing. But I thought of another out-of-studio thing that I think I want to try.
What?
Tell me this, what you think about this. So say you got a friend who wants to know if his girlfriend is cheating or would cheat. So what we do is we're at a restaurant, right?
We hire
an actor to go in there and hit on the girl. And be like, man, you're pretty. You know, I'm from Austin. Where are you from? And then we record how she responds to this actor, and then behind the scenes is her boyfriend watching it all and seeing
Danielle,
how she would react.
They have a show called Cheaters.
Oh, they do?
That does the exact same thing. It's a YouTube channel, too.
Oh, they do this already?
Yeah, they do this.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there goes
I like the
that
way
idea.
You thought you were so original. How about this?
I don't know.
How about we get a show where we set up a girl that looks underage with wine coolers.
No, well, because
and then an older guy comes in.
No, because
with tip treats.
You guys, the other day I was at a restaurant and this dude came up to me and was spitting game. And the whole time I was thinking, like, what would Donald do if he saw this right now? Like, how should I respond to this man? Like, I want him to, like, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
Hey Danielle, I got a better idea. How about we do this thing where people sit at a table opposite to each other? And they only have 1 minute to talk to each other before they move on to the next person.
That's already been done.
What?
Shut up. I don't know. Fuck, I don't memorize every YouTube channel out there.
Just the way you just said it. I got a great idea.
Cheaters is when you hire like a private guest investigator and it's like a whole thing. Like I'm talking about just like in the bar, like very quickly, how are they going to respond?
Daniel, and then what you described is exactly what they do.
Oh, okay.
It's to a T.
Why am I the only one that doesn't know that?
I don't know.
You want to know why? Because I'm too busy learning about the moon and the stars.
Yeah.
Things that really
matter.
How's
that working out for you?
Good.
Is it?
Yes.
What's that moon done for you lately?
A lot,
no,
actually.
No, what? What has it done?
It keeps you balanced. It does.
I can't wait to hear about this fucking metaphysical shit.
Okay. I know you can't because it's interesting. Just admit it.
Here's another thing that Danielle sent me. Danielle sent me something today and she was just like, oh my God, there's this wonderful new app out there. You got to talk about this.
Wait till you see this.
Let me see. Let
Eat
me see. And I think she's trying to give a message to you, Donald. So you might want to run out of here again. Take a break. Go sit in your car for a little bit. Let me see here. Oh, where'd you send it? Where is it?
Email.
I know it's in my email. Where did you put it? Oh, let me see if I can find it. Dan, you send it to me in my email?
Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel.
K Koo, man.
Oh, there it is. So I don't even know anymore because I looked around today and it seemed like, okay, let me just play it for you. So Daniel said, there's this wonderful new app out there and we got to talk about this, especially since it's so educational, people.
Yeah.
She said, we're actually going to be doing a service. So here's the app right here.
A perfect night deserves a perfect finish. The energy is electric. You made it back to her bedroom, and it's now the moment of truth. But are you ready? With Lickster, you will be.
Lickster is a revolutionary new training game that will make you a cunnilingus pro lickety-split. Because the fact is, only 25% of women orgasm from intercourse.
That's
and like
true.
It or not, your dick will never compare to a good lick.
Not true.
Simply glide your tongue along.
Ain't no fucking way this is real. This is a troll.
Donald,
I tried to tell you, Donald, you better leave, man. I told him ahead of time. Did you hear him out there? He's like, fuck.
Alpha alphabet.
What'd you say? Just do the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
I'm sure that's worked for him plenty of times. did you do it on that date you had the other day? All right. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm going to leave you alone. Listen, people, this is a troll.
Play more.
Look, I'm describing this to people who are listening. So this app, you might learn something, man. Slow down. So here's the deal, Donald. This app has guys looking at it, and it has sort of this heat vision screen of a vagina with arrows going in different directions. It's almost like playing Dance Dance Revolution on a pussy.
Yeah.
But the deal is that the dude who's looking at it is actually licking his screen.
Lickster's dynamic interface to advance through levels. It's just like Candy Crush, except instead of crushing candy, you're licking a digital vulva. Our sensitive algo rhythm technology detects cadence, pressure, and whether you're using the tip, blade, or flat of your tongue. Advanced players will learn to incorporate the three fundamentals of pleasure: the rhythm of your tongue against your clitoral head, the position of your fingers against your clitoral.
There's somebody recording that shit. Like, that app that's a joke. There's somebody at the other end of that app recording your dumb ass and up there licking your phone.
Oh, my God.
Looking like some shadow. Willy Wonka. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Keep it cruising, though.
Cluster and the support of your hands under her buttocks.
Greg?
Yep.
You'll learn moves and combos like paint the canoe, crisscross applesauce, nose bone, slip inside, bottom of the yogurt cup, a.k.a. cervix explorer, and up, down, left, right. Enable aural feedback to keep you motivated wherever you're playing.
Okay. Oh, Nick. Keep going, Nick. I'm about to come in a while.
In-app purchases include access to additional erotic...
Okay, you know this is not real, right?
Do you know, on Everything I Love, I thought it was real. I went to the app store... And I legit, they even talk about how you can connect it to your Facebook and you can like show your friends how many orgasms
like
you've given.
Like the perineum, and anus. But Lickster isn't just for you and your lover.
Fully engorged.
Its simul-post feature auto-connects with Facebook, Snapchat, and LinkedIn. So your friends, family, and coworkers will always know who's on top of going down.
They got an old woman up in now. That don't tell you that's not real. Being on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So your potential business people can look at this.
That made me realize, okay, maybe it's fake. But I looked it up and wanted to download it, and it definitely was not there. And I was like, wait a minute. And then I sent you another email. I was like, wait a minute. This is fake, Corey. Never mind.
What is so funny, though, she called me up today with so much hope in her voice.
Yeah.
She was so happy. She tried to download that shit right after she hung up on the phone with me.
I wanted to.
We need to talk about this. This is a great new app out there.
I wonder if you do if you lick your phone, if it'll even, you know what I mean?
It won't, because it's registered to your
finger.
Your tongue ain't going to do shit.
Well,
I mean, unless they have some new technology that we haven't heard about.
Sometimes you got to put your money where your mouth is, and sometimes you got to put your mouth where her vagina is. Lickster, stop fingering your phone and start licking it.
You know what?
This is just a group of funny guys that make funny
commercials. I think somebody said it was a Funny or Die segment.
Oh, okay.
It was a Funny or Die skit. I'm laughing, but I'm truly hurt for you.
Why?
I'm so sad because you wanted this so bad.
No, I don't give a fuck about this.
You
it's
called me up today
me.
With so much enthusiasm.
Yeah, because I thought it was real. I thought it would be fun to play.
Somebody said, Daniel, you're in marketing, goddammit.
I know. I'm so gullible. You want to know why? I just believe in everybody. I believe in everything and everyone, and I just am gullible.
I like the way Chet is like, God damn.
I know.
You know.
That's the most perfect meme for this.
Daniel.
Sorry.
I feel for you. I wish I could actually get the money together to make this for you.
You
want it so bad.
I'm sure you can. Hit up Elon.
The company that just got outside.
That shit.
You wanted this so bad. And I found out that this was fake, I was just kind of like, I really felt like Donald was cheating on you. I felt like, how do I break this to her?
No.
What she's been living the last 2 hours is a lie.
I know. I really did think it was real, though. And then I retracted that email. Like, never mind. It's not a real app. Telling me you guys thought it was fake from the jump. There's no way you didn't think it was real.
Yeah. Yeah, from the moment that the moment this motherfucker came up. The moment this dude, I said, you're going to get this dude
to sell. And it's now the moment of truth. But are you ready?
With Lickster?
You're not going to get that dude to sell this.
Why?
I mean, no offense to that guy. He's, you know, he's not a bad-looking guy.
He's a cute white boy. What's the big deal?
No, hell no. No, he looks like, he looks funny. Oh. You know, he looks like comedy. You know,
you're like prejudiced.
No, you're not going to get that dude to do that. You're going to get somebody that looks like goddamn Idris Elba or Brad Pitt to sell that shit.
Yeah.
You ain't getting Sherman to sell this shit. You know?
You're getting Tom Green.
Yeah, you ain't getting Tom Green to sell this shit. You know, come on now.
All right, well, hey, play as fuck up.
That's why I keep telling you, like, all this marketing that you get mad at, like, when you were mad about that KFC sunscreen.
That was dumb. Was that a real life thing, or were you guys were fucking with me?
No, that was real.
Oh, okay. That pissed me off. I'm sorry, but it pissed me off.
Yeah, that's why I keep telling you. You got to go out there and really start seeing what's in marketing for real. We showed her this a long time ago, the KFC sunscreen, and she lost her shit. She was so mad about this. This is one of the funniest things I ever showed her. And then we made KFC toilet paper. Sammy did a Photoshop, and she thought that was real, too.
Are you tired of messy sunscreen? Sick of that awful lotion odor? Do you want to smell like fried chicken, but you're just not hungry? Introducing the KFC Extra Crispy Sunscreen.
You know what, Danielle? Why not have Lickster? Looking at this shit, why not?
That is so stupid. This is stupid.
But yet Lickster was awesome.
But Lickster is realistic and something that I could see.
Except it ain't real.
I know, except it ain't real. This is so dumb. And the fact that it was really made makes me even more mad.
Wait, that's real?
This is real, yes. Unless y'all are still. Unless you
Donald, like, shit, I'm getting some.
Unless y'all are still trolling me.
Donald, like, shit, I'm going to get KFC sunscreen. I'm going to download Lickster. And then he's going to put fried chicken on your vagina tonight.
That sunscreen is sold out on eBay for $70. You can't even get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, so, you know, hey, look, looking at this, I can't really blame you for thinking that Lickster is real.
This world is a crazy place.
Except you should have known.
Oh, well.
You know, come on.
I know. I need to be a little bit more aware of the
You know
bullshit.
What? That is what's sweet about you. You're so trusting.
Yeah.
You know, you have as dirty and nasty as you are, it's kind of cool to see such an innocence in you right now.
I'm not dirty or nasty.
It's so nice to see such an innocence in you.
Well, thanks.
Such a vulnerability. Lickster.
You will be.
Lickster is a revolutionary new training game that will make you a cunnilingus pro lickety split. Because the fact is, only 25% of women orgasm from intercourse.
Now that
and
is
like
a true
or not,
statement.
Your dick will never compare to a.
She was ready to educate your ass, Donna. She was ready to get.
No, I feel bad for women that can't orgasm through sex, but it's true. A lot of them can't. I have friends that cannot.
Let's start a petition then. Let's get Lickster made a reality.
I'm not worried about Lickster. I'm worried about these girls orgasming through intercourse.
Okay. Well, Danielle, you know what? There's an app out there we should make for them of some kind.
Yeah, somehow. Maybe like a dildo that's also attached to an app where you can like learn how to masturbate with it.
You're kidding, right?
No. That's how you can orgasm through
that's
whatever.
That's been done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't believe anything you say. I don't trust anyone now.
Am I lying?
What? Yeah, tell us. You're the expert here, dildo boy.
There is a dildo out there that you can plug into your computer.
Okay.
And it actually records your movements or your settings.
No, oh, that's dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what's it called?
It's called Lickster. I don't know. Dickster. Yeah, I don't know. I forgot what it's called.
Stupid.
Oh, let's see here. See, I feel so bad for you. I really want to make this happen. If I could actually get $1 million donation, I would actually make a
Lickster
for you.
You probably could get it done for about 30 grand.
Let's see here. We'll have you do all the research for us.
Yeah, please.
Oh.
Does that mean a bunch of dudes get to go down on me? Like you can record them?
You know what? This thing.
I like that plan. I'm just kidding.
This thing, Donald, she wants to stick around, man?
He's like... tapped out.
I'm going to show you this. They have this, the dildo.
You're going to pull it up? You don't think it's a little too naughty for this show?
No, the dildo that, I'm going to just type in USB dildo.
What?
Yeah, that USB powered vibrator with 8 gigs of storage inside of it.
What?
There it is right there. You plug it in and it actually records everything that you need.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. We're going to do one more question. We'll do one more video, and then we are out.
Cool.
Let me see here. And then we'll do one more email. Oh, let's see. Where is that email sent? Damn, Sammy sent to me. All right. Scroll down. Damn, this snot is getting to me, man.
You got more tissue?
No, I do not. I'm okay. All right. I'll last. I'll be okay. I'll be all right. This is the last one right here. All right. Sorry, people. I'm going to pull away, try to get this one last this one last stream snorted up.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Here's the last question here. My girlfriend and I have been dating for 7 months now. This being my first serious relationship, we've been discussing moving in together within the year or two. Too soon to discuss? Nah, man. It's different for everybody. As long as you two talk it out. I mean, as long as you talk it out and be realistic, and as long as you two really care for each other. I know people have moved in. I know people have gotten married after a year, year and a half.
Yeah.
And are still good.
Yeah, everybody's relationship is different. You can't compare one to the other, but I would just consider two things. One thing is, if you're moving in with that person because you sincerely just want to live with them, then I'd say fine. But if you're moving in with that person because of money and you're trying to save money or they're trying to save money, that's a big fucking no. And it's not going to work. 2 months in, you guys are going to hate each other. So you really got to look at the relationship and make sure that you guys have a really strong connection and you're moving in with each other sincerely because you want to live together. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm kind of not too keen on people living together until they're married, which sounds crazy coming from me, right? Because I'm so progressive and so, like, you know, sexually whatever. But I think once you move in with somebody, what do you have to look forward to? Like, you get married and that's when you move into with each other. Mm. I mean, it's different now. I get it. And I'm not judging anybody for moving in together. But me personally, I'm just a little bit more traditional and old school in that sense.
I'm quite the opposite.
Yeah.
I think that I look, you do what you want to do. Nobody should judge you by how you approach something as long as you approach it honestly and openly.
Yeah.
But I think that living with someone kind of lets you know what you're in for.
Yeah, I agree. But
I understand what you mean. Like, you know, it feels like, I mean, you're going to get there anyway, where you're just going to get those days where it feels boring or routine or whatever. You know, you're going to reach those days.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
You should.
That's what you're going to do, whether you move in before you're married or not. Unless you just have some religious thing going on. I think if people live together, it really lets you know whether you're compatible with each other or not. It lets you know what to expect. It lets you know what her shit smells like and yours smells like, you know, to each other. I mean, there's a lot of things you get used to each other. And it's a test of the relationship, too. I mean, after living with each other, if you two still are into each other and you love each other, then, yeah, you know, being married is not going to be a problem.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no surprises.
Right. But at this early in the relationship, it is still kind of early, but I don't know how close you guys are. She might be the woman of your dreams and you might marry this woman and spend the next 50 years with her. But just make sure that if you're moving in with her, you guys are both doing it because you sincerely want to be with each other and it's not because of money. If that is the case, it'll fail.
How you like those chairs?
I fucking love them. I'm like leaned back, like kicking it.
That's why I'm asking you, because I'm looking at you on camera. You're like, you are relaxed.
I'm in a relationship mode advice.
Yeah, you are. Mode. You're looking all professional and everything right now.
Step into my office.
I feel like you're a therapist. Like, you're talking to me right now.
I am kind of your therapist.
You are.
You kind of piss me off, though.
Why?
Well, mainly because I wake up at 7 in the morning and I'm trying to get shit done and you don't answer the phone till about 3 p.m. and mm-hmm. then you want me to rush and get everything done for you before 4. And it's like, bruh, I've been trying to work on this shit all day. If you would just call me in the morning, I wouldn't have to do it when I get, like, you always want me to do this right after I get off work. And it's like, I'm done working now.
Can I tell you usually at that time in the morning, if I'm up late, then I'm asleep.
No, I know.
Or if I do get up, like this morning I got up and I'm in my phone. Is I'll start doing things and preparing stuff, and my phone will be. I'm sitting in the room because people. Here's the deal: I wake up and I pull up my laptop and I start working in bed. And I'll sit there for hours doing that, and sometimes I get up early enough to where Mia is still asleep, so I know I'm not going to be talking on the phone or anything. So the phone is down; it's on the counter, the bed the bit, whatever fucking thing you talk about. Yeah. And so I don't see anything.
But the bottom line is, I didn't do it on purpose. The bottom line is that, like, when I need something done from you right then and there, that shit is not going to happen. But if you need something done, that shit better fucking happen.
Well, that's the way it should be.
No, it's very frustrating.
You know what? Okay.
Especially because I'm up all morning working.
Let's start fresh right now.
Okay.
Let's start something new.
All right.
How about this? How about whenever I need something from you, I get it there right in time.
Okay.
Okay. Let's you need see. Some, and then when you need something from me, I'll get it to you when I can. How about that?
So work okay. Out for you? So we're not, you need. So just keep it the same. Cool.
Yeah. You know, we have.
I'm not fighting you.
We got a good thing going.
Yeah.
Why ruin it?
No, made actually, it this long. Fucking.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. We're still here.
It's all good. I'll tell you what.
How about this?
I just put it on Sammy to do now.
I will. Now that I know, on Mondays I'll look forward to it. Okay. I'll be up, and whenever you get a hold of me, I'm right there for you.
I know you are. You
I'm
are.
Here for you.
Right.
Let's switch it around.
Let's do it.
I'll work for you, Daniel.
Okay. Let's see. Y'all heard it.
Whatever you need from me,
right.
You no longer do stuff for me. I work for you. You
yeah,
tell
right.
me what you need.
Yeah. I'm not that gullible.
All the women in my life wear the pants.
Yeah.
I ain't shit.
Well,
all right.
I know that.
So. Okay. See, though, there we go. Let's just start acting like it. There's a big pretty Negro right here.
Oh, Trey wants
Trey. Trey.
I think we already answered this, though.
Did we? Yeah. You the what?
I just thought of it. Now I'm sitting here. Don't start. I just thought of it right now, sitting here. I'm just.
I asked you today. You're the one that said we got three good questions on video. We should answer these.
I know. Then later on, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I think we already answered that.
Okay. What's the question?
The question Trey's asking is. His wife.
Tell you what, he's here. Let's go ahead and have him just say it.
DT crew, what's up? This is Trey from Houston, of course. I'm having to film this shit in the backyard because there's kids and fucking Sarah's going to be in earshot. So there's a soccer game or some shit over here and a big ass fountain over here. So please forgive the noise. So just to get right into it, this question is for Danielle and Uncle Brother Daddy Corey, as he's known around these parts. My mother-in-law said, "What that mouth do, Corey?"
His mother-in-law is so fine too, right? Sarah's mom.
You've seen
she
Sarah's
is fine
mom
as hell. Sarah's oh, yeah. fine too.
Oh, me, Sarah's fine too, and her mom is right there with her.
Mama could get it.
I was flirting with his mom. I told Trey. I said this last week, man, and I meant it. Like if I wasn't with Mia, and I was at your house because Sarah had a party. His wife, Trey's wife, just graduated from nursing school, and I went to their party in Houston. And his mom was walking around. And mom already looked like the boyfriend was going on the outs, and she sent him home. And I told Trey straight up, I said, man, if I was single, I would be in that bedroom with your mama right now. You'd be waking up with me making coffee in the kitchen wearing her robe.
She's hot, yeah.
I'd be his stepdaddy for a night.
Right.
I just want to pass that message. But anyway. So I've been married for 2.5 years and my wife's not really into the porn thing. Kind of what y'all spoke about last week. She's never been into it. She never really understood it. She's very, very sexual, but she just doesn't understand the porn thing and she doesn't want me to watch it, which is cool. I respect that. I've learned a lot from porn over the years, but again, I respect it. I'm not going to argue. That's fucking lesson number one. Don't fucking argue. And so her biggest argument or rebuttal as to why I don't need to watch porn anymore is because I'm with her now. She's open for anything. So if there's something I want to do, we can fucking do it. I don't have to watch porn. Again, that's fucking awesome. The issue is I'm having problems doing the more explicit stuff with her. And I don't understand why. And I think it's because she's the mother of my child. Like, I just feel fucking dirty with some of this shit. And I just want to know if you guys have ever had that issue. Danielle, you know, somebody that you loved or...
And I was like, I'm going to tell.
Or, you know, Corey, specifically you, because you're about to get married. Have you had issues really going all in, just freaky deaky, with somebody that you're really in love with that's not just somebody like a one-night stand? Do you have that issue? Are you reserved? Are you holding back? Like,
yeah. So,
or are you just going all out? And I need to quit being a bitch. And you know,
damn, Trey, we get it, man. Shit.
Yeah.
No, Trey.
So, but you've answered this before because it's hard for you to distinguish the difference between that type of thing.
I get what he's saying, yeah. And I just, you know, you just kind of, again, have to talk about it. Like, my girl is reassuring me, like, hey, look, cut loose.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Like, she finally got me to do something the other day, and I'm not going to say what it is, but she got me to do something, and she said, yes, good, I'm going to keep training your ass to do things
really?
Like that. That's, yeah.
What? Tell us what it is.
It was talking dirty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she got me to, like, talk real dirty.
That didn't take much to get it out of you.
You know, it wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like, fuck her ear. Or something. You know, it wasn't anything like that. Yeah, you know, it was just like, talk dirty. Because there's some things she wants me to say. And I just felt really weird about it. But I finally started cutting loose and doing it. And now we're moving on to doing some other things. So I get it, man. Especially when you're the mother of your child. You start thinking like, damn, do I want to do all this dirty shit?
No, I think that's actually a really good thing that you feel that way, Trey. Because she is the mother of your child. And there's a certain level of respect and admiration that you have for her. And the fact that it's there without you having to force it is wonderful. So I love that. But I think I might have a little talk with Sarah myself about him not being able to watch porn. That's a little silly.
Don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that. Trey, let me tell you something, man. This is what you do. You give some good advice, and then you just start overstepping your boundaries.
Okay, I won't talk to her about it.
You're gonna fuck things up for him.
I think that's silly. If they're married and they're together every single night, who cares if he watches a little bit of porn?
Well, here's
what does that have to do with their relationship?
Because it's making her feel inadequate. I mean, it's not. She's not.
But she's
inadequate.
Not, and she is so sexual and beautiful, and she's so down for whatever. So it's like, why isn't she watching porn? Fuck, you need to masturbate too.
Not everybody, Danielle, not everybody's into porn. Well, not everybody likes porn, and that's understandable. It's different things for different
people. Do you think
people.
It's okay if you're in a, if you're married and both still masturbate?
If I, you know, okay, here's, if I may address Trey and tell him what the deal is with this. Trey, first of all, no matter what he wants to do, no matter how sexual his wife is, mm-hmm. and she says she's open to anything, she's not. There's something that she is not going to do that you want to see, and you're not going to get her to do it. And the only way you're going to be able to like get close to that is to probably watch somebody else doing it, or you just happy to have your wife doing what you do with her, and that's it. You're going to be content with it. She ain't no woman. Well, I'm not going to say none. But there's hardly any woman out there that's going to meet 100% the sexual criteria of what a guy wants to do. You're just going to have some shit on the list that's not going to get crossed off, no matter how much she's open.
And same for girls.
And saying, yeah, well, you know, exactly. Exactly. And here's the deal with that. If you want to watch porn, you ain't got to worry about her. You just got to be stealthy, man. Watch porn.
So you're going to say do it behind her back?
Yes.
Fuck that. No, don't do shit behind your wife's back. Have a conversation with her and you guys come to terms, have some type of agreement. You both have to compromise. It can't be, I want this, you can't have it. I don't want you to do this, so it's not going to happen. That's not what marriage is about. It's about compromise. Never is it about going behind your back. That's not what I'm saying. That's the worst thing that you could fucking do.
No.
Because then you get caught and then where's the trust?
You're not cheating on her. You're not doing anything.
It's not cheating, but it's breaking trust.
It's not even breaking trust. It's just saying that, hey, look, you don't like me watching porn? I'm going to do some things in my private time that you don't need to know about. I'm not cheating on anybody. I'm going to get on my phone.
Okay, that's telling her the truth. Yeah, it's not saying, okay, I'm not going to do it, and then I'm going to be stealth-like.
Women do this shit all the time. It's like, you got to tell me everything. Ain't nobody got to tell everybody everything.
Right.
I don't have to tell you what my shit looks like when I take a shit. You know,
nobody gives a fuck.
And nobody gives a fuck if Trey goes and watches porn for a little bit. I'm not telling you to, like, there's some things, yeah, you don't be sneaky with your wife about. You know, you don't go off and spend a lot of money that's going to, you know, that she should probably know about. You don't go off and chat up some chick or something behind her back and don't tell her about it. You know, there's a lot of things that you don't do. But there's, like, for example, there's just innocent things that people do where they don't have to tell the wife. He might be out with his daughter. And he might say, yeah, mom doesn't like for you to have ice cream, but we're going to get some ice cream together. Don't tell your mother. You always hear things like that.
This is a little different because she's expressing that she really sincerely doesn't want him to do it. So he should talk to her. And like you're saying, say, hey, I'm going to do things on my private time, not when I'm watching the kids, not when you're around, like when I'm on my own time. And I just don't think that I want to have to lie to you about it.
Okay, you know what? I'll give you that.
You'll never know. And maybe I'll do it once a month and that's it.
If you can talk about it.
Compromise.
If you can compromise and talk about it, then I always say open discussions are the best way to get to solve a problem.
Right.
But Trey, if she tell you that, all like you looking at it, Trey, look, go in the bathroom, act like you're taking a shit, watch porn on your phone, and then be done. That's ain't nobody got to know. You're doing nothing wrong. Somebody has a hang up about something that you want to do in your private time. Go do it.
Yeah, you need a little alone time. Everybody does. I don't care if you've been married for 15 years or 15 days. Like, you got to have your tray time.
You're not cheating. As long as you don't cross any boundaries, it's your private time. You do what you want to do.
Fuck around and look at the search history on your phone. Be caught.
Well,
like
that's your problem if you can't cover your tracks, man. But, you know, that's I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's his private time.
Yeah,
it's not like a real woman.
I agree. Sarah, you're so open-minded and sexual. Why not just let him do it? Who cares? It's not going to hurt y'all relationship at all.
I don't – maybe – look, Trey, I'm not saying this about you, but maybe you got some R. Kelly shit going on. Maybe you like to see people pissing on each other. Your wife don't want that, you know? And so, you know,
I hope not.
And this, but if you, but let's say that's your thing and you're not hurting anybody with that. If you want to watch some golden shower videos and go off and do it, man, you ain't got to tell anybody about that.
Yeah.
You know, that's that.
You might want to seek therapy, but that's another story.
Hey, you've done a lot of shit. Some people might say you need to seek therapy.
Never
for
would I let a dude pee on me.
You fucked your history teacher.
Yeah, but I've never been like straight degraded where urine is getting on my naked body. Fuck
well, what
that.
What if a guy, look, again, that's consent. If two people are together and a guy says, hey, I want you to pee on me, and a girl pees on him, if they all both agree to that, then that's what they want to do.
Yeah, and that's fine. They can do that.
They don't need therapy if they do it.
I just think that you wanting to pee on somebody might have a little something going on where you want to be like, I don't know.
Then you thought the Lego Batman movie was stupid before even seeing it. I came in today and I was like, I just saw a Lego Batman movie. You're like, that's fucking dumb. Why are you watching that? I'm like,
yeah,
holy shit.
Sounds stupid. Am I the only one that thinks that's dumb?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
you are.
Sorry. It's a great movie. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, kind of.
Don't have a good contrarian opinion.
Not ever.
With whatever superhero is best.
Yeah. If it's Batman, just say it's great.
Okay.
If Batman wants to pee on somebody and watch porn, then say it's great.
Batman Golden Shower 2017, please.
Want to get some bat piss on you? You know, do that. Anyway, you know what? If anybody, before we get out of here, if anybody has any opinion on any of the things that we've said so far, again, we're not experts on anything. We open discussion here. If you have anything that you want to contribute before we get out of here, hit me up in the email and we'll try to see if we can fit that in before we go. I'll give people a chance to go ahead and submit something if you have it. But while you're doing that, I want to go ahead and remind people one more time that we are going to be in Dallas February 18th, and that is for the Dallas Pub Crawl. Looks like we're getting things together to where we'll have a nice sum of money for Airbnb, but let's make sure we do have it. If you go to the Eventbrite page by going to partydt.com, you'll see all the details, more details coming up. And one of the things I didn't tell you is that we actually have the live show at a really cool place called the High and Tight. It's a barbershop / speakeasy. So you go up there, try to get a haircut, and then somebody says, oh shit, did you know you get fucked up here too? Yeah, in the back they got a big bar, and that's where we'll be doing our show. They have a stage and speakers and everything. And after that, we're going to hit up the bars at 9 o'clock, 3 bars that night until they tell us we can't go anymore. I heard Will Bally's going to be going.
Come. We're gonna get a big Airbnb and we're gonna all be there together.
It's gonna be nice. Oh my god!
Yeah, I saw some really nice ones. So now that I know the budget, we can rock and roll.
Yeah, you think you can fit all of us in there with that budget?
Oh, for sure.
All right.
If Donald comes, only if he comes.
Donald, you in, my man? But he's after what I heard tonight. Hell no! Oh, he might be like, hell yeah, I'm going. Keep an eye on you, making sure you ain't trying to download no pussy looking apps and everything. yeah, people, we are looking forward to that. We're also going to be going to L.A. So people are already planning their trips there and everything. We're going to make L.A. happen one way or another. Now, like I said, to be honest with you, we don't know if we can take everybody to L.A., but we'll try to take everyone that we can and everyone that we can afford. So we're going to be doing a big live show there. We're going to be selling tickets for that, and we got sponsors and everything. So that's going to be a big event, and looking forward to seeing you people there. And who knows? Maybe we can work our way up to New York next.
New York City.
And then Europe. Right after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you down for going to London?
Fuck, yeah. I'm down for going anywhere.
You are. That's what I love about you. It's like, whatever we do.
I'm down. When and where? Especially if it's out of Austin.
As much as we argue, I got to admit, you're a lot of fun, Dan.
I know I'm a lot of fun. Everybody loves me.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
It's because I love everybody. You get to love back. Will, shut up.
Will's like, oh, really? Oh,
Will's
okay.
Like, wow, everybody hates you, actually. So,
hey, I know. Will is like, I'm used to it. So, Will, when is your show coming up, man?
You want me to come up?
Yeah, come on up, man. Come on up and tell us about your show real quick. Damn, I'm so sorry. I'm sniffing on the air, y'all. No, wait a minute. No, just scoot it over. Just scoot the camera over a little bit.
Is this on?
so you can see him. Oh, yeah, that's on. Whoa, whoa, shit.
Oh, my God. We're not in a fancy apartment after all. Oh,
my God. Is that the city?
yeah, the show Toast to Toast. I'm going to do like more of an interview style type thing. And it's going to be – I have a montage intro that I'm going to shoot actually at Dallas. So I'm going to be looking for Toasties to be in it if they want to be in it. And I'll probably get the pilot up maybe a week or two after that. So we're looking at late February, early March for the first episode.
Nice. Cool. Very nice. Looking forward to
it'll
that.
It'll be dope.
Yeah, for looking forward to that. He's put a lot of preparation into that. So here's our last question here, and you can be into this.
Okay.
Your girlfriend's black. So it says, it says, hey, Corey and Danielle, I got a quick question for you on the show today. What is your advice for a man that is in an interracial relationship with a woman and their parents don't like you because of your race? Well, Danielle, your family hates black people. How do you feel about that?
My family does not hate black people.
I know. I'm kidding.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm a piece of shit. That's why. Yeah. But no, here's the deal. Have you ever had any friends of yours? I'm sure you've dated you're friends with girls who are like you. They love they love the darker persuasion of men.
Yeah. Okay.
Do any of their parents ever hate it when they bring a black dude home?
Course.
And how do they handle that?
Well, it's very unfortunate and it's very sad, and I feel bad for that family. Mostly feel bad for the parents for being so close-minded and fucking stupid, mostly. But I would say you got to follow your heart. Like, if you really love this guy, then you gotta stick with him. And if your parents can't accept it, then fuck them.
Yeah. I you got any advice there?
I mean, I've never actually...
That's a racist myself.
My brother's historically always and only dated black girls. And, you know, I'm from the North, and my parents have always been pretty progressive and liberal about it. So it's never been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So
it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, somebody said the other day, they said, you know, that Will Valley, that's a well-spoken guy. They say you should come on camera more often. They said that guy.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm being serious.
No, he's super underrated. Like probably the most underrated person I've ever met in my life.
Man, don't fucking don't say that to him while he's here.
No, seriously, he's so talented. Like,
shit.
He is talented as fuck. People don't realize it how talented you are.
It's gonna be impossible to fucking work with now.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's already impossible to work with
right now.
Well,
thank you.
Nah, man. I would say this also. If I always say, fuck the parents, fuck what they think. And if they have some power over this girl, like her finances or anything like that, and it's gonna get in the way, then honestly, that's probably gonna affect the relationship. Or if she starts to value what her parents say,
You need to ask her. Okay, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and honestly, the guy's feelings matter too. If that makes you uncomfortable, fuck that. Because if you marry this woman, that's family. Like, his family is so important to me. Like, I care so much about the man that I marry, how his family feels about me. That is everything to me.
Yeah.
And so it would be a deal breaker for me if a guy if Donald's family doesn't like white girls. Like, that would suck. And it would really hinder the relationship, I feel like.
It can be hard. I mean, you know, my girlfriend's parents, or her mother hates me.
Really?
You know? No, I just cannot stand me. But it's just, it gets difficult because you're kind of like, I don't know what I can do.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's from a different kind of walk of life. And it's just, she's from a very small town in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And they just do things differently. And, you know, they're church-going folks, salt-of-the-earth kind of people.
It's hard, though. You marry into this family and you never know how you guys are going to get along.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, but you just have to be very open-minded.
And you hope that eventually they kind of just...
come around.
Yeah, and they see that the two of you are happy together.
And that's really all that matters. It's health and happiness.
Yeah,
it is. It really is. You know, I would say, man, this month, take him to go... let me see here. Take him to go see this movie.
No.
Check.
Do you have your deodorant?
Check.
Do you have your cozy clothes?
Got that.
What?
Do they know I'm black?
Should they?
If y'all are wondering what we're watching, they made a horror movie about a black dude in an interracial relationship with a...
That's the dude from Black Mirror, right?
Yeah, that is. It's a British dude.
Yeah, chasing white girls.
Yeah.
Every time he chases white girls.
He was with a white girl on that show, man.
Yep.
Yeah, he was... This is a horror movie done by one of the dudes in Key & Peele.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a horror movie about a dude that goes to see his girlfriend's parents who They say they're cool, but there's some weird racial shit going on with
like,
them.
Like, kind of. Mom and
dad, my black boyfriend will be coming up this weekend. I just don't want you to be shocked, but he's a black man.
I ain't never seen you like this before, bro.
Meet family, taking road trips. Don't come back all bougie, man.
Come back, get your damn pants up to your damn stomach.
Oh, my God.
So you're already scared. Danielle woke up. Danielle was sitting back relaxing at your chair. Oh shit, oh my God.
I'm jumping.
So you guys coming up from the city?
Yeah, I'm just heading up for the weekend.
Can I see your license, please?
He wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
Call me Dean and hug me, my man.
So how long has this been going on? This thing. We hired Georgina and Walter to help care for my parents. When they died, I couldn't bear to let them go.
Will said they cloning slaves or something. Man,
have you guys seen it yet?
No. They're doing a showing on Thursday, and I can't go. I want to see this so bad, man.
Do you smoke in front of my daughter?
I'm going to quit.
She can take care of that for you.
How?
Hypnosis.
I'm good, actually.
Are you ready for this?
I'm back in the beat.
So look, I go do my research. Apparently, a whole bunch of brothers been missing in this suburb.
But it's cool.
Bro, how you not scared of this, man?
Couldn't see no brother around here.
Chris was just telling me how he felt much more comfortable with my being here. Get out.
Sorry, man.
Get out!
Hey, man, this like...
That movie looks insane.
No, this is some real hardship for black people.
Yeah.
Well, I said, like, black people actually picture this happening every time they date a white girl.
Yeah, I don't even want to watch it at all.
Somebody actually put it to film. She's like, I dated too many black men to watch this shit.
I hate so, it.
can you identify with any of
that? I thought Donald got out right now.
No.
Like, that Cancun trip is done. Hey, have you met her parents, Donald?
No, not yet. Talked to him a couple times.
Okay.
My sister, he met.
Mm. Okay, nice. Sister like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, Don, you might not want to see this movie before you go see her family.
My family's so dope. They love
go see the movie with your family.
Yeah, right.
Just make it all one big
outing. My dad would be laughing his ass off, looking at Donald shaking his head, guaranteed.
I know. When they get home, he's around Don like, boom. Donald, oh, shit.
We need to have my dad on this show one day.
Man, I'm telling you, get him on Skype. Let's talk to
hilarious.
Him.
He's fucking funny.
Let's talk to him. Apparently, we say things alike.
Yeah, he watches the show.
Does he really?
Yeah, he watches y'all on YouTube. He always has a bunch of feedback. I'm like, why are you watching this shit, Dad? Like, don't watch this show. Hopefully he's not watching this show.
So that's interesting. What's one piece of feedback from him?
Yeah, he's probably Infinite Omega or whatever.
No, I know, right? He's Infinite. No, he says, honestly, Corey, what he says is he loves you as the host. He says you can tell the Coleman guy's a real professional. But the one who really does it for me is Martin. That's what he said.
Because him and Martin are the same age.
Well, yeah, my dad's probably older than Martin, but...
are you sure?
Well, my daddy was born in 59, so whatever.
Okay, yeah, Martin's older than him, actually.
Oh, really? Well, anyways, he gets a kick out of Martin. He says that Martin, y'all's team is just great.
Tell him go fuck himself.
He said he likes you, too.
You hear that, Dad?
Mr. Dallaire.
Mr. Dallaire. What's your dad's name?
Mark,
you hear that, Marky?
Marky D.
He'll freestyle. His name is Mad Dog. That's his freestyle name.
I better stop before you. I know. I better stop before he has me murdered. Has my ass whacked. Oh, that's it, Danielle. We're getting ready to get out of here.
All right, let's go.
What you say? Let's go. All right, you done?
Thanks for your time.
I'm trying to see if we have anything else. No, I've told everybody about the events coming up and everything else.
So okay, yeah. But let me just
what? Shit, what?
Last thing. Let me just talk to you about my Cosmo.
Oh, that's right. We want to close with Cosmic Danielle.
It's not Cosmic Danielle, but I do want to tell you about this really cool thing. I was telling him about it at the bar today. So I was watching Cosmos, and I was learning about like stars up in the sky and everything, and how most of the stars that we see are reflections from stars that were there before. Yes. So we're literally seeing like ghosts in the sky. Like the things that we're looking at, the light that we're seeing is light that is coming from something that's not even there anymore. And it's just the leftovers of that light getting to us. And I just thought that was so interesting. Does that, you're not listening to me at all, so.
But that's a known thing.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Everybody.
Oh, like, everybody
already
knows
eighth
that?
Grade. Like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the light from that we see from stars, they're from dead stars. Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
Astronomy 101.
Yeah, okay. Danielle, yeah.
Well, that worked out pretty well.
So I think we're canceling this Cosmic Danielle thing right now.
Well, we can get into, like, the real logistics of it.
You know, technically, when you look at the sun, you're looking in the past.
Well, yeah, I learned that, too, because. Yeah, oh, no, oh, yeah, I learned when? It, too, in the same episode. No, okay. Fuck you guys. Yeah, anyways, Dan, you contact Dan, us at KQ.
Yeah, Danielle,
man.
That cosmic shit's a no.
We can have her. I want her and Neil deGrasse Tyson on here on the same episode.
I didn't realize that they were all reflections of stars.
No,
from
just
the
ones you see at night.
Oh, see, I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know things. That's why I learned.
The chat on my mind is blown right now. She thought, hey, that shit's right up there with Lickster.
Okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, Danielle. You had to see for yourself.
All right. Not everything everybody knows. Maybe people didn't know that. Surely I'm not the only fucking... Never mind, I almost said the bad
word. That's our demographic. We have some under 15-year-olds that watch this, right?
Yeah,
they probably
I think
didn't
so,
know
yeah.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so crazy to me.
Yeah, Danielle.
Science.
Science. So
go
cool.
Bigger.
I love science.
I like the way she thought she was talking about some metaphysical shit, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get deep on you,
fucking
hoes.
Quantum theory. And,
yeah,
no.
We can get...
She thought she was doing quantum...
We can get deep if you want to.
She thought you were talking about some Einstein shit.
God. Oh, and guess what the name would be? Danielle After Dark Matter. That's great.
Yeah, people, so...
Okay.
There's your first and last episode of Danielle After
Doesn't
Dark Matter.
Danielle doesn't matter, is how she said.
Danielle, Danielle does dark matter.
Can I come on whenever she has any of this shit to kind of throw out there?
She thought she was doing an episode of Cosmos. Yeah,
okay, yeah. How about every episode at the end, I tell you a cool fact. If it's public knowledge that everybody knows and I'm just an idiot, fine, I'll swallow that pill. But maybe it's something you don't know about.
Yeah.
Maybe I could teach you guys a little something.
Yeah, that'll be something, huh?
Yeah.
He said, that'll be something, huh?
Maybe.
We'll go ahead. You know what? We'll go ahead and give you, since this is the last show, we'll go ahead and give you the reaction that you want. Wow.
Really? That's
you
incredible.
Mean those stars are dead?
Fuck you guys.
We're looking at a whole haunted sky at night?
Yeah, they're ghosts.
Oh, is that why they're called light years?
Maybe.
Yes, actually, yes.
Oh,
because they take
shit.
Years to get here.
Oh, Danielle, so cool. Dropping that knowledge right now.
It's cool to me.
Oh, my God, Danielle. Thank you for broadening my mind right now.
I don't know things like this.
Tonight,
did you go to school?
I did, but it seemed maybe.
Did you go?
I did go to school, but I had a brain injury, so I forget things.
Listen, no.
Well, you did?
Well, yes. No, listen to me, man. Tonight, when I walk outside and look up in the sky, it's
you're looking
be,
at the past. Even though time doesn't exist, you're looking at the
it's
past.
It's going to be a whole new sky tonight.
Y'all ain't shit.
Technically an old sky.
Shit,
really.
A whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes. Danielle.
Dogging me out.
Yes, people. Well, now we gave you a little bit of education tonight. We're going to get on out of here. Yes.
I don't know.
I love it.
I'll tell you what. You can come on my show. We'll talk science.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
That would be the highest rated fucking show.
I'll
ever.
Be there.
I love science.
Oh, my God.
It's just going to be me looking at you.
It's going to be y'all in there with test tubes mixing detergent and shit.
Fucking Beekman's world.
We're making a formula.
Don't do me.
I'm adding Pop Rocks and soda together.
I'm going to make a little volcano.
This is science. Yeah, I built a volcano.
Laugh at my pain. Go ahead. I don't mind. I've been the butt of the joke for the past 2 years.
Hey, I didn't tell you to say that shit. I tried to stop you.
Hey, I don't know.
I tried to help you.
I tried to help you.
Well, yes, you did tonight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Talking these stars I didn't fucking know about. All right. Anyway.
Let's get out of here.
People, we are done. Let us let you go out and see the stars in a whole new way, people. Let's get on out of here. And if you like to get a hold of us, first of all, go to our website, doubletoasted.com. See, a lot of you listen to us, and you probably don't even realize that we have a website where we actually live stream our shows almost every night of the week now. And here's the deal. Now, if you watch a live stream, that's a whole different level of immersion with us. You can actually, like this show right here, send us emails right on the air, send us videos. We talk to you over the phone, over Skype. And if you do miss a show, you can go to our archives and check out all the video and audio content that we have there. Try the service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop at any time. But stick on the site. Like I said, all of our audio is free. You don't have to pay for that at all. And
that is funny. Are you looking at that,
Don? Somebody said
Eddie Murphy.
Somebody said she thinks she's going to Cancun, but I'm really taking her to San Antonio.
And he has the meme like...
Yes, wisdom. If you like our audio, go over to SoundCloud in addition to the site. And over there we have all of our audio for free, all the audio versions of the show. And we get paid every time you listen. But you can get paid too. So if you're sitting on a podcast nobody's heard, or the music that you've made, you haven't letting anybody listen to that, put it on SoundCloud. Get a lot of listeners, get paid, and get those
that deep space checks.
Them light years checks. Look up in the sky, you see checks dead long ago casting that light.
Y'all didn't know that. Fuck off.
No, we didn't.
Pretty sure.
No. He's lying.
No, you're right.
We're just assholes. I didn't know that.
Your ass didn't know. You're riding the coattails of Will's knowledge.
No, we didn't know.
Everybody does.
We didn't. No, he's lying. We didn't know. I'm so sorry. You're right. We shouldn't do you like that. We didn't know. You dropped some knowledge heavy on my ass right now. I didn't. Thank you, Daniel. I'm sorry for fucking around. Thank you. Thank you for broadening my world.
Yeah.
And
is it true? Is this the last cult, whatever the fuck this is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, well, I know about this. We're going to do something else.
Oh, cool.
But also, people, let me see here. What else do I have for you? I said everything I need to say. It's just Danielle, thank you.
Deuces.
Professor Dallaire over there. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I think that's got a nice ring.
It does. Will Valley, thank you.
Substitute teacher
and
Will Valley,
stop acting like you know you're better than her. You didn't know that shit.
No, you're right. I had no fucking idea.
No, you didn't have to. You always do that shit. He didn't know.
You're right.
Sammy, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Everything you do, sir. Thank you so much. And Donald, thanks for sitting around with us tonight, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Oh, people, and remember, shoot for the stars. If you miss,
you're dead.
You're dead, and your light will shine down forever on people from long, far away. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Danielle, thank you. You know we love you.
Yeah, I know. I don't care. I just like learning. I don't care if I'm stupid. Knowledge is power.
Yeah. Man, knowledge is power. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Hey, listen, we always love having you on our shows, no matter how many of them that we do. We do a lot. Do them almost every night of the week now, which leaves a lot of opportunity for you to join us on one of our programs. And you can do so very easy by pulling up a keyboard and typing in for us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. If you'd like to be part of the show, well, it's too late now. This one is done. But we got more shows coming up for you. And if you'd like to be in one of those, in an email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, or anything else that you think we might need to get a hold of you, press in. Bam! We up in the heavens with you shining bright.
For light years to come.
For light years to come. You can be on the show with us. On Instagram at Double Toasted Fan Page. On that Facebook, type in Double Toasted. If you'd like to talk to me, then type in Corey Coleman. That's with the K. If I'm too busy, then Danielle can take care of you.
Yes, I'll take care of you. On Facebook, Danielle Dallaire. Instagram, Toasted Danielle. Snapchat, Toasted Danielle. Thank you guys for your support. I love you.
Will Valley.
Hey, check me out on Facebook. Check out Will's Unpopular Opinion every week now with political cartoons.
Oh my God, cartoons too. Keep offering you more and more.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we offer you? How about our home? The world famous Double Toasted Studios. You know what you do? You email me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let me know if you're going to be visiting Austin. You're going to be moving to Austin because you like it that much. You already live here and didn't tell anybody. Don't be a sneaky bastard. Let us know. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Other than that, good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you listen to or watching this, goodbye. Stay toasty!
Toasty!